across the UK, online, on DAB, and on your smart speaker. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Can't see nobody.
Go 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to Richard. Good evening, Richard.
Evening, in a long time.
How are you doing, Richard? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, cheers. How about you?
The vibe is not strong tonight. Oh, okay, yeah, I'm trying. Let me just say to the... Hang on. Let me go by everyone, just call it. The people watching on Periscope, I can't make the callers any louder, I'm afraid. That's as loud as they're going to be. And if that's not loud enough, there's not really anything I can do with this little homebrew setup. I will have a little think, but it's coming through those headphones loud and clear. And I wonder, hang on a minute. Let me just try something. Kath, could you just talk? Could you just talk?
1, 2, 1, 2. Hello. Z.
Keep talking?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, that's the best I can do, I'm afraid. Ladles and jelly spoons. Richard, what have you got for us?
Well, just on that, I was going to say, you know, it's always important to remember that no matter how bad you feel right now, you might not feel like that tomorrow. So,
thank you, mate. I appreciate that. Okay. It's very kind. Yeah, you're absolutely right. This too shall pass, etc.
Yeah, always does. Yeah, I was following up from the guy whose dealer is clearly not in self-isolation. About the coronavirus. So I'm working from home at the moment, and I popped to the petrol station yesterday morning just to get some stuff before I started work for the day. And he said to me, you know what it is, though? This coronavirus, the tax man.
The what? The tax man?
Yeah. But I had to rush back because I had a call at 9, that I could be on at 9 a.m, so I didn't get a chance to actually ask him any further. He said,
do you know what the coronavirus is? It's the tax man.
Yeah, he said, you know what it's called, isn't it? It's like, you know, they're saying this China stuff, but it's the tax man.
Gosh. I have literally no idea what to make of that.
Do your listeners or anything have any ideas? Because I really wish I'd had the time to actually ask him, you know...
Does he mean this is God's tax on earth and that God wants 3.6% payment front?
I think he specifically meant HM Revenue and Customs.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I mean, I've had some fiery letters from them, and I even had a phone call once. But a deadly virus?
Seems a little
heavy-handed. Yeah, a global pandemic. I'm kind of tempted to go in at the same time in the morning and just be like, yeah, can you elaborate on that a bit further?
Richard, you have to do the research. Maybe this guy knows all. Go in there tomorrow if you can and find out what the hell he's talking about and report back to us. This could be the next award.
Well, hopefully one of your listeners will maybe someone is high ranked at HMRC is listening and they know that they've caught the global pandemic for tax.
Most of our people, listeners, Richard, don't have employment for personal reasons, but we'll see. Richard, thank you very much indeed. 03444991000. Anyone that comes on and calls it the China virus or the Chinese, or anyone that tweets me that, it blocks. Just blocks straight away. I'm not having that. And I mentioned that on Twitter. My God, it brought out some absolute scumbags.
I thought it was very helpful for my block list.
Absolute scumbags. There was one that was just... Their whole feed was reporting on... Where did Robbie Williams do that big concert near Milton Keynes?
Oh, the Bowl.
No, the other place, the old house.
Nebworth.
One was, I think, was local Nebworth News. And they posted a picture from Father Ted of... Father Ted, I guess it was... doing the Chinese, you know, doing the eyes and the thing, which is from the context of the episode is, you know, but me saying, I don't want, you know, I've got a niece and nephew who are a quarter Chinese and any Chinese racism, boom, you're getting blocked. For him to just send that, the Nebworth local Twitter news feed to send that, so, blocked.
So you're a racist now, Father.
Oh God. So if anyone comes on and says that directly, you're off the show. I'm not having that. And if anyone tweets it to me, you're off the show. I'm not having... what are you looking up?
I want to see it because I want to...
Type in Ian Lee Nebworth. I'm just not having that. We're not having any of that. Okay. Well, maybe it wasn't that. Let's go to Paul. Good evening, Paul. Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul. Okay, we'll say goodbye to Paul. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Evening. Evening, Perry. How are you doing?
Very, very well. Can I just say that if anybody would like to... Was it Keep Your Spirits Up?
The Kaisos, yeah.
The Kaisos. That sounds like Kaiser.
Well.
If anyone would like their Kaisos, their spirits kept up by Barry from Watford, call in now... Because I have it, I can see that he's calling in, and I don't really want to talk to him. Mm-hmm. So 03444991000. If you would like to have your spirits uplifted by Barry and Sam, if you could do me a good favour, my friend, if you could type just on the screen under their name Barry, so that I know to put them through. Thank you. Good evening, John.
Good evening. How are you? I know you've been here a bit.
I'm faking it to make it tonight. I'm glad that we're doing this, because I would just be in bed weeping. Weeping is the thing I've been doing as well. It's not crying or sobbing. It's weeping. It's really completely different. I'm all right, John, mate. What have you got for us?
I'm just ringing to let you know that, as far as I'm aware, there's no drought.
Now, is this because when I was a stoner 15, 16, 17 years ago, it was all imported, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, am I right that most of it's homegrown?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we're all right at the moment.
Warrington, I bet I know where it's coming from.
Yeah, so I've been thinking about stockpiling, and then I thought, maybe not. No, I think we'll be all right.
Man, you've got to stockpile the weed. This is the one thing I would encourage. Stockpile the weed, man.
Yeah. When everything else goes and that's still there, you're all right.
Isn't that right, Barry? Stockpile the weed, Barry, isn't it?
It's too right. My wife went to, stockpiling from shops and binge buying. She went to Ann Summers. The stuff she's got from there.
Well, she was binge buying. Barry, could you do me a favour? Could you speak into your telephone? Would that be possible?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can. What has she brought back from Ann Summers, then?
I don't know what it is, but every now and then I hear happy birthday being sung from our ensuite bathroom. Christ knows what she's doing.
Barry, do you mind if I carry on talking to John?
Away you go.
Thank you, Barry. Go on, John.
Every now and then.
Thing I had for you, you say you're feeling a bit down. I've found a new song I'm listening to, a nice little chill out tune. I don't know if you're aware of it, but I love it. When I finish work and I go home before I go to bed, listen to it. It's called Britney Stoney. That's who sings it.
Yeah.
And it's called OD.
Yeah.
OD?
Yeah.
Do you know it, Barry?
Capital D.
OD.
But chill out.
OD.
Yeah, it's not what you think.
Everybody's trying to keep happy. We're trying to keep happy. Don't miss your nappy. Everybody's trying to be OD.
Is that how it goes, John?
What? No, not at all.
John, thank you very much for your call. Barry, it's nice to talk to you. Welcome. This is turning into a regular feature, is it?
Your Spirits Up special. And it's from home now, in isolation, and it's time for happy memories. Okay. When I got married to my wife. Do you want that again?
No, don't do the same ones.
Well, I didn't actually manage to tell it yesterday.
Hang on a second. Lee? Lee?
Yeah?
Lee?
Hello.
Barry, talk to Lee, mate.
Hello. Lee.
Same time. Sorry.
Hello. Yes, both speaking at the same time. Where are you ringing?
Hello?
Yes, hello, still speaking.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, good. Where are you phoning from, Lee?
I'm phoning from Liverpool.
Oh, I love it. Love the place. Wonderful people, very, very generous, open-hearted people, aren't they, in Liverpool?
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about, Lee?
Well, I wanted to talk to Will, you see, but I'm talking about it. Well, I've heard all the radio stations are going to play You'll Never Walk Alone from 7:45 tomorrow morning. I was just wondering if this is going to be playing it. Talk radio.
Ian, what do you think?
No.
I've heard it. No, I don't know. I just downloads the radio.
Why?
Just what?
Why is everyone playing it?
Because it's...
Everyone's literally walking alone right now.
I know. But
they might as well play REM, It's the End of the World as We Know It. That's more appropriate, surely.
Yeah.
By myself.
No, but that's, if you read up about it, it does tell you, like, why they're playing it. It's to spread, like, you know, to battle
corona.
Coronavirus.
To spread the coronavirus, they're playing You'll Never Walk Alone.
Seems very responsible.
Yeah. Listen,
we're all in it together, aren't we? We're all
in exactly.
It together.
We should have, if you want a Liverpool song, we should have All Together Now by The Farm. That would encourage people to get together.
Yeah?
I recently, this is actually true, I was in Liverpool and I went to the Cavern, do you know, it's where a band called the Beatles plays.
Yeah.
And I went there and during the day you can go, wonderful value, they'll play all the Beatles numbers, Please Please You, Corporal Pepper's Lonely Heart Club.
Did you say one called Shut Up?
Shut Up, that wonderful one they done. Shut Up
by the Beatles.
Boom, Bang, A Bang, Bang by the Beatles. Inky, Pinky, Ponky, Farmer Bought a Donkey by John Lennon.
By the Beatles.
Lennon done it originally. And I went in the toilet there, and I swear to God, as I live and breathe, I sense Paul McCartney in the toilets there. And it was such a sad demise when he went, and I swear he was in that toilet. Hello?
Hello, yeah. So he was in the toilet. What else did you do with him?
The ghost of Paul McCartney was in the toilet.
The ghost, he's not dead.
Eh?
He's not dead.
Oh, sorry, the other one. The other one, it was Ringo Lennon.
John Lennon.
He was in the toilet in the cavern. And you know what he said to me? I said, is that the ghost? And he went, yeah, let it be. And I said, well, all right, if you open the window, I will do. But it was awful. Imagine there's no people.
Lee, thank you very much for that. We're having a nice little chitty chat. Do you want to speak to a couple of the other guys?
You're wonderful. Wasn't he lovely? What a lovely fella.
Lovely gentleman. Let's go to... Oh, you're like this. This is Barry. Say hello to Dreamweaver.
Hello there.
Hello, Barry. Love you.
Keep Your Spirit Up special. What funny things we got to tell us, Dreamweaver.
We've got Barry from Watford and Dreamweaver from somewhere else. I'm looking for some spiritual kneading from you. I'm looking for some knowledge from you, something to uplift the elder people that are around the area.
What can you suggest? Spiritual uplifting thing from elder people who are around.
Yes. They're around about.
Okay, try to be more specific. But I've got some elder people who are around, and I've got Cilla Black coming through. And, oh no, it's Cilla Black's PA. She says Cilla doesn't speak. I knew she couldn't sing. I didn't know she couldn't speak either. She's saying, "Did it? Blind date." Come on, blind date.
It's blinding me.
And then she went blind dates. And then she said blind date again. And then she went blind date. Blind date, blind date, blind date. She said, silly.
She did a lot of that. She did a lot of that. Yeah, she did. Yeah. Bless
she
her.
Went, then she said to me, she said, surprise, surprise. The unexpected hits you between the eyes.
It does, doesn't it? She was right.
She was right, wasn't she?
Damn right.
I don't know what that means, but she was right.
She was right. She
is
was right.
Cheering anyone up, Dream.
Thank you for the call, Dreamweaver. I appreciate that. 0344.
He's a nice fella, isn't he?
He's very strange. Let's say hello to Paul.
Paul!
Yo.
Hello. Yo.
Hello. All right, Barry, as well.
As well as... As well as...
Me. As well as me. Ian as well. Ian.
And Ian. Yeah. And Kath. And
Kath, yeah.
Yes, and what can I cheer you up with on this time of illness? Hello?
I really don't know, mate. I really don't know. Hello? Hello?
Hello? It's a Cheer Spirits Up special. Anything from my life
that can cheer you up. I've just bring these all down, am I? So sorry about that.
Have you had a drink?
That's okay, Paul. Don't worry. Thank you for that. 0344-499-1000. Doing a great job, Barry. This is, feels like Bob Hope, doesn't it?
It's
feels like Bob Hope at the. It's a tough old gig. Let's say hello to Ewan.
Special. Come on, Ewan.
Hi, Barry.
Hey, man.
How are you doing?
I've got to be honest. I've had a couple of drinks. I watched First Dates. Yeah. And I've had a couple of drinks, and I was hoping this was going to go better than it has, but unfortunately the people who have come up against me have been more drunk than I have, so go on. Yeah. And we're off. Well,
you're doing all right, mate. You're doing all right.
What can I do for you to keep your spirits up special?
Well, I'm a recovering alcoholic, so I'd rather not have any spirits, thanks.
That's slightly put a ruin on me talking about drinking, but doesn't matter. Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah, it's all right. Are you self-isolating at the moment, Barry?
Yeah, vigorously, every night. Right. I'm self-isolating before Margaret comes up, very much so.
Okay, we'll come back to you in a second. We'll put Ewan's fader down. We'll come back in a second. I think, Barry, that you've certainly kept our spirits. Are you drunk?
I've had a couple of drinks. Is that a crime now?
It's not yet, but we're broadcasters. We're professional broadcasters.
Well,
if you want to make
the F-bomb or any other bombs, have I?
No, but you did sing a very macabre, haunting version of Blind Date, where the only words were Blind Date. Blind Date. Blind date, blind date, blind date. Blind date. Blind date. Blind date, blind date, blind date.
Blind date.
Blind date.
Yeah, I know.
Blind date.
I know the third.
Blind date, blind date, blind date. Blind date. Blind date. Blind date. Blind date. Blind date.
Yeah. What is that?
So that was weird.
Yeah, well, that's what Cilla was singing in my ear, you know.
Okay. If you do this again... Yeah, you have. Yeah. If you do this again, and there are so many other radio stations that could do with help.
You'd be up special, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many other radio stations, so don't feel... Don't feel married to this one or this show.
Well, let me tell you something. They love me on this station. Hmm. They love me, the fans. When I come off here, I'm going to go on Facebook, I'm going on Twitter, and they love me. And you owe me. How dare you? I've come on here.
No.
How
Barry,
dare
you? No, you've misunderstood. If you do it again... Exactly. If you do it again, try and be sober...
I'm trying to cheer people up, you mug!
Wow.
Can we cut him off, Sam? Can we cut him off? Can we cut him off? Cut him off. Goodbye.
Sorry about that. Ewan, stay there. We'll come back in a second. I'm so sorry. This is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Sorry about that, listener. That was uncalled for. 0344 499 1000. The late night alternative. We're trying to keep this a nice little sanctuary, not completely away from the dreaded Lurgy that's going on. It's such a big thing. It's kind of impossible. And if people want to phone up and have a moan that they couldn't, that they're disappointed that they couldn't get any shopping, or they're feeling lonely, or they're whatever, please do. If you found a cure for it, by the way, we will. Cats, will you stop pissing around? Cats are just running around like absolute idiots.
It's wrestling time.
If you found a cure for the dreaded Lurgy, 0344 499 1000, you will jump straight to the front of the queue. But you call about that stuff. But we're just trying to make a nice little oasis at the end of the day to give us a little bit of a chuckle and a giggle before we go to bed, to toss and turn endlessly before falling to a horrible, horrible sleep where we dream about our children dying. 0344 499 1000. Ewan is on the line. How you doing, Ewan? You're right.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hey.
Nice to hear from you, man. I was going to send you a text the last couple of days, and I've just not got round to it. I'm sorry. How are things for you?
The last several weeks have been a lot better, thank you. I'm on about 5 weeks sober. Just over now.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's wicked.
Yeah, thank you. AA's been really helpful. I've been making my 4 meetings a week and that kind of thing. I had a bit of a rough start with the first several weeks, but I've managed to, to just get and stay sober for now. So I've been feeling really good in that respect.
You sound different.
Yeah, I'm still quite nervous, sorry. Things have changed a lot.
When we have spoken before, on the air and off the air, you sounded a little bit like a ghost.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
And tonight, you sound like a fully formed living human being. Do you know what I mean, Kath?
Sounded broken before.
Yeah, and now you sound... I think we're starting to hear... Ewan, how are you finding what's happening in your area with meetings during all of this nonsense?
Well, that's something the last couple of days has hit a bit hard, because pretty much all the meetings, including I did join a meeting, which was great the last couple of weeks, but the meetings here have all kind of shut up.
Yeah, they're shutting up everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. I have been in touch, because I've got several people's numbers, and I bumped into someone from a meeting today, and we had a wee chat, and they said they'd keep in touch, because they were keeping in touch with several people. They said that they'd add me to their list. And I did call up someone who had, one of the older members, who said several days ago that they were going to be self-isolating. I called him up the other day to see how he was, and he suggested, when I'm ready, taking me through the program over the phone, thinking of asking him anyway, because...
Are you suggesting that you might have found a sponsor?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Which is pretty awesome, really. I'm happy with that, but I am a little bit apprehensive about all the meetings closing up, because last several weeks, especially since I properly sobered up, it's been really helpful. I've been going to 4 meetings a week, and with the possibility of there being more around. And today was the first day, and I haven't mentioned this to anybody because it kind of passed earlier this afternoon, but today was the first day for over 5 weeks that I did start thinking, maybe next week I'll maybe get some stuff in or something.
You're starting to plan it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done for sharing that. That's a tough old thing to share, but that's good. I'm nervous about the lack of meetings. They're all closing down. They're all closing down. They'll all be closing down. There's a few that are still going. But what I am doing, I would suggest, I'm in a couple of WhatsApp groups with regulars from my home group. Maybe you could suggest starting a WhatsApp group.
I was in touch with one of the members the other day asking what was up. They said they'd get back to me once they knew, because the group that I joined is a Monday group, and we still hadn't had confirmation that the hall was going to be shut for that. But he did say that all the other meetings were shut off. But there are several people that are from that group that I could maybe start something like that with.
I would send a WhatsApp message to 2-3 people and say, I'm nervous about not having meetings, and I was thinking of maybe for this group setting up a WhatsApp group. Would you be cool with that? Or you need a 2 other people to go, yeah. Then you can set a group up, and then you can message other people privately and say, do you want me to invite you into this group? Honestly, my phone is pinging my phone is pinging too much, right? Which is great, because it just, I'm in 3 WhatsApp groups. Two or three WhatsApp groups, I think, and it's just pinging all the time, and it just keeps connecting me with the meetings. 2 other things: if you go to the AA website, they've got a list of online meetings, and I think, I might be wrong, but I think every night at 7 there's it might be a Skype meeting.
Yeah.
And my final suggestion is, loads of people are doing Zoom meetings, and I didn't know what Zoom was, but I've downloaded it on my phone, and it's free. And it's like a sort of video app, but you can have 50 people all in the screen at the same time. And I know that quite a few groups are setting up a Zoom meeting at the time they would have had, you know, if it's Monday at 8 o'clock, they'll do a Zoom meeting. So it's on your phone, it's video, on a Monday at 8 o'clock. So it might be worth having a little look into that as well. And if no one else is doing it, Ewan...
Mm.
You can set it up.
Right. Yeah, I hadn't heard of Zoom before. Thank you.
I hadn't. And I saw it written a lot the last few days. And I just looked, and I downloaded it. It's free. You just log in, and you have a username, and you can start a meeting. It's literally on there. It's start a meeting, and then you can invite people into the meeting.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Good evening, Paul. Welcome to the Late Night Alternative. What can we do for you?
How are you doing there? Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. I was just listening to your previous caller.
Yeah,
I was sort of in a similar situation.
Go on.
But a little bit further down the line, and I was just going to suggest I'm part of a really good Facebook group and quite a few WhatsApp groups. And I was just going to try and say, for the hang-in, utilize all the different stuff that's out there. The YouTube shares, they're pretty good as well.
Yeah.
If you wanted to pass on my details, I could definitely get one of the admins to add them to the group, stuff like that. So I was really just giving a call just to say, we're all out there. We're all sort of having to stick together.
I'm not going to, Paul, simply because I'm always wary of passing on details to another caller, because
I know you could be a sex murderer.
You might be a sex murderer. We don't know.
Or just an ordinary murderer. Just a common guy.
Or he could be a sex. And I'm sure you're not, but you understand my caution. But you are right. There are loads of Facebook pages.
I totally understand that.
Loads of Facebook pages, and we are in the best, technologically, we are in the best era we could ever be in for people that need to communicate and speak to and see other addicts and alcoholics. This is the best time to be isolated because of all the technology. Have you seen these Zoom meetings?
Yeah, I have. And I know quite a few people have set them up. I haven't had time yet to actually get on one myself. But my own personal experience is, since I came into the fellowship second time around about 9 months ago, I've been cramming meetings in literally 5 a week, and they've been an absolute godsend, and they have saved my life. And it has been a bit of a wobble, but we just have to adapt. And in a lot of ways as well, I know people, I am aware there's a lot of people out there, and I see people sort of making huge efforts for meetings to still go ahead. But in my own opinion, it's these are different types of times, and I think that... Yeah. It really is. We need to be following advice. We can't really be having social gatherings at the time. It's not like the virus is going to look through the window and think, it's an AA meeting. I'm not going to pop in there tonight. Yeah. But yeah, there's loads of stuff we can do out there and utilize that. And yeah, it's going to be tough. But But yeah, we all need to stick together, and it's an amazing fellowship. It really is, and it saved my life. And yeah, so it was interesting to hear that you were a member as well, and all that kind of stuff.
I had 13 years clean and sober. Then I had a relapse for 3 months, and next week I'm going to be 2 years clean and sober again. So, you know, it saved my life twice. It works, this stuff. If you work it, I stopped working it. That's why I had the relapse. I stopped doing it.
Yeah, exactly. That was my experience as well. I mean, I got sober when I was 30, got a year, thought I was cured, disappeared to save the life of another fellow sufferer, and... yeah, it just was a bit of a car crash after that. And then last year I ended up in ICU for 3 weeks. Horrific. But it is an amazing fellowship. And I'm just, like I say, I'm just using all avenues out there at the moment and speaking to people. And I was at a convention the other weekend. And, I mean, that would have been cancelled had it been. But that was great as well. It's just amazing fellowship that you can go and mix with people of all different ages, of different backgrounds, and everybody just gets it. And that's the thing that really, really gets to me. But yeah, that's it, really.
Nice one, Paul. Thank you, mate.
No worries at all. Well, all the best to you, and pass on my regards to Ryan and to everybody else out there who may be listening. One day at a time. This will pass.
Keep coming back, Paul. Thank you, mate. 03444991000. I really appreciate that. If it sounds a bit rude when I finish a phone call and then go straight into the number, it's just a cue to Sam to put that fader down. I'm aware that he actually sounds a little bit, he's moving on quite sharpish. I'm doing it as a device, as a cue. If it comes across as rude, I apologise. Paul, thank you. This is the Late Night Alternative. We will speak to... I'm having trouble with line four for some reason. I don't know why There we go. Rashid and Dave will come to you after this. This is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear listener of the Late Night Alternative. This is... Who am I?
Ian Lee.
Who are you? Sam, can I check? Are we coming through? Can you hear us?
I can, but you're both very quiet.
We're both very quiet, are we?
Ain't right.
Well, that's okay. Well, don't worry. Stay there. Kath, you talk. I'm going to boost us.
So, you're listening to The Late Night Alternative. This is being hosted live in front of a non-studio audience, you. And we're coming to you from
Ian's remote farmhouse. Is that any better, Sam?
Yeah, that's great.
Is that perfect? Are we sounding good?
Lovely.
I mean, the content is still going to be utter pony, but as long as people can hear us... Hang on one second, can I just try a little test? There'll be a slight delay, but if my children are listening up to this upstairs in their bedroom, can you shout out butt cheeks, please? Wait for the delay. Hang on. Hang on. Right, so they're not listening. Well, screw those losers. 03444991000. The Late Night Alternative. My God, what a disastrous day it's been. Horrendous. I've been homeschooling all day. I've been homeschooling. Here's the thing. When this nonsense ends, my God, we need to reverse the salaries of idiots like me and other TV and radio personalities. And we need to... I'll take a Tesco salary. I'll take a Tesco salary for this job. You pay them my salary, and teachers double that. How's about that? I've been homeschooling. Suddenly I found myself giving a French lesson today. Sacre bleu. I couldn't do it. Catherine, of course, you speak fluent, perfect French.
Oui, bien sûr.
But I couldn't do it, and I'm giving a French lesson.
And how did that go? They believe you?
Très bien. it was nuts. I was under the impression, I've got a 10 and an 8-year-old, they have been set, let's just say, a lot of homework. And I was under the impression they were self-sufficient. So I had a vision of me, you know, kind of setting it up with them and then having a little doze on the sofa watching the last couple of episodes of The Tiger King, reading a book, mowing the lawn. No. I was teaching my 8-year-old. The 10-year-old, fine. He knew what he had to do. It was all
set out for him and he sailed through it. Wonderful. But for the 8-year-old, it was a little bit more hands-on in the instructional term. So I'm sat there, I'm teaching him French, and I'm, you know, I wasn't a big fan of school, and I'm so close to going, ah, let's blow this off. let's go and play football in the garden. Let's go and smoke some cigarettes at in the woods. But I taught him French and maths. We're doing quite complicated fractions and English. And he had more to do because their school have been brilliant, right? And they've given for the 10-year-old, they've actually given a timetable and work to do in that timetable. And for the 8-year-old, they've given, here's the work we would be doing this week. Work through as much of it as you can. Well, we didn't get through very much of it. I mean, dear God. And I'm sat there and I'm trying to read and, Daddy, can you help me? Oh, my God. No wonder so many teachers are alcoholics. I don't know if that's a true statistic or not, but I wouldn't blame them if they were. It was, and you know what? Some of it was fun. I actually had a really, really good day with the kids, a really good day. But my God, they have to find a cure for this dreaded lurgy by the end of the Easter holidays, which I think is 3 weeks away.
And I'm guessing that you're only allowed out once a day applies to kids too, right? So I'm going to have to be very careful with the PE time The quiet reading worked well. Let's have half an hour of quiet reading.
No, my 10-year-old's a really quick reader. He finished War Horse.
Oh, did he?
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We're gonna maybe make a few changes to the show. In as much as last night, I turned on Howard Hughes. Love Howard Hughes, the Unexplained. And I thought, with all of this madness going on, I want to hear about aliens bumming a ghost. That's what I want to hear about. Okay, and he was doing the dreaded lurgy, and I thought, no. I wouldn't dare tell him what to do because it would get uncomfortable, and we wouldn't speak to each other again ever. That's happened in the past, but I was thought, oh, this isn't what I want. So in the end, I found a weird radio station called Rocket. And I listened to old episodes of On the Hour, which will mean something to I listened to the Christmas edition of On the Hour. And then I listened to podcast radio because I just wanted to hear voices that weren't talking about it. Mm. And someone said, I think it was Sarah, said on Twitter, I've had to stop listening to you guys because you talk about it too much. And I was going to reply, get stuffed, you. And I sat on it. I thought, too much is maybe not the right, is not the phrase I would use. But we have quite a bit. And that's partly because people have phoned in with it. And that's fine. I'm not going to stop that. And it's also partly because perhaps we've led it that way. And we will still do that to a certain extent. But wherever possible, Catherine, I'm speaking for myself. I cannot speak for you because women have had the vote for nearly 100 years. And look where we are now. We've got a global pandemic. So, you know what I'm saying, guys? We will have to mention it. It's the law. But I'm just going to dick around. 03444991000. Catherine, your thoughts on this, please.
My thoughts on this are the fact that we tell people they can ring up and talk about anything means that it will come up. And we will have to respond to it. We can't just go, okay, well, thanks for your call. So, you know, for some people, it's still going to be too much. And in that case, turn the radio off.
Yeah, podcasts are the
podcasts,
key.
Podcasts, audiobooks, there are all kinds of different things you can listen to that were done in the before times.
Go on, spit it out.
So,
say it.
I think for some people, we're not going to be able to please them.
No, of course not.
And we can't. So, but we'll try.
We will try our best. But also, we are humans and we are going through this as well. Someone who is not going through this, or maybe they are. Alan Caddick, good evening.
Hi, boss. Hi, Cat.
Oh, God, what's wrong?
I've been fired.
From the paper round?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was inevitable. Sorry?
Thanks to Boris Johnson.
No, he's trying to save people's lives, mate.
Yeah, but I'm just worried about the loss of earnings that my boss is going to have.
I'm worried about the loss of life. Well. Yeah, Alan, listen, look at it in this way. And I get it. It's depressing, right? People losing their jobs. It's awful, right? And people are really, really scared. You're really lucky. You still live with your parents, right?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Great, fantastic. This is to save people's lives.
Your parents' lives.
This is to save your mum and dad's life, Alan. It's the best, best thing to do. I promise you. I promise you.
Well,
who wants to deliver newspapers?
Well, it's the one bit of exercise I get a day.
No, it was the second bit of exercise you get a day.
No, it's the only bit of exercise. The right hand is broken.
Alan, shut up. Listen, this is important.
You can still go for one walk a day.
Walk, she said. Walk.
A walk.
I was hoping to take the bike out for a run.
You can go out for a... Well, why would you go for a run on the bike? Surely you'd go for a ride on the bike.
It's a figure of speech, Ian.
You're allowed to go out once a day.
Yeah.
So do that.
Well, go out and then I'll probably be fined by the police for being out.
No, you won't, Alan. You literally won't. Here's what... Right, shut up. Stop this now, because I'm not going to allow this, right? This is being done to save my mother's life, right? To save your mother's life, right? You will not get fined for going out on your bike. You're allowed to go out for one bit of exercise a day. He said that.
Yeah, but then you get some wookie cob who don't know.
Alan, stop. Stop.
I'm
stop.
Panicked, aren't I?
You're panicking. Right, Alan, here's what we're going to do, right? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Are you holding the phone with your hand?
I'm going to the right hand.
You got it in the right hand. Right. With the left hand, I want you to reach up as though you're touching the baby Jesus in heaven.
Yeah.
And I want you to say, Dear Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father.
No, what? I'm giving you the words.
Follow the simple instructions, Alan.
Goodness sakes. Dear Lord. Dear Lord, thou art wicked.
Thou art wicked.
And I love you, man.
I love you, man.
Please. Don't let me get busted by the popo riding my bicycle.
Please don't let me get busted by the popo riding my bicycle.
Alan, you got Jesus on your side. You go and ride that bike once a day.
I'm getting the bicycle pump out of the storage after this phone call.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. 03444991000. He's getting the bicycle pump out of storage.
Yes.
Well, why is it in storage if he uses his bicycle so regularly? Popo, arrest that man. Let's go to Brian. Good evening, Brian.
Hi, guys. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Ian. I was just thinking tonight, right, about Boris's, I don't know what you call it, Boris's new legislation, yeah? I think the police are going to be running ragged because the teenagers around here will be going out in gangs, taking the mick at the police and throwing bricks at the police like they normally do. So,
hang on a second, just put Brian's fader down. Just put Brian's fader down.
You know what this is?
Hang on a second, did we? Just put Brian's fader down, sir. Did we say we were going to try and do a light-hearted, entertaining show this evening?
Or did we say come in and give us your disasturbation story?
I get it. Everyone's scared. Everyone's scared. But. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know where to... Okay, Brian. Well, or maybe they won't. Or maybe they won't. Maybe they'll listen now, or the police will arrest them.
Yeah, but the kids are on here, man. They're mental. They're
no, shut up. Actually, Brian, shut up. Shut up. I'm not having that. The kids round here are mental. What a terrible thing to say. Yeah, I bet there's a handful of them. A real pain in the bum. But you can't say all the kids round here are mental. I'm not allowing that, mate.
Okay, sorry about that. Sorry.
No, I'm not allowing it. It's a sweeping statement. Listen, I get it. You're scared, right? You're scared. I'm scared. We're all scared, mm-hmm. Okay? But doing a sweeping statement like that is not going to help, okay? Let's hope that the young people, and personally, I don't think it's kids, I think it's people in their 20s and 30s that have been flouting the rules recently. Let's hope that the young people, or the people that have been flouting those rules, listen, and they see sense. And if they don't see sense, that someone in their house sees sense and explains it to them. And if they don't, I bet you over the next few days there will be some very big arrests and busts to get people to follow the rules. Let's just I get it, man, I get it, but just saying all the kids are mental, we're all in this together. It's not Brexit, it's not left or right, it's not remain or go. We are all in this together, Brian. We've got to help each other, man.
Oh, I agree, and totally agree with you there. Can I just mention something else on the letter note?
Yeah, please, yes.
Because I want to ask Catherine, you know, I've always wondered, you know, Catherine's quite eloquent in French.
She's very eloquent in French.
In a swimming pool. Is it?
What?
Ou à la piscine, is that a swimming pool?
Ou à la piscine.
Eh? Oh.
Yes.
Right. I'm just kind of wondered because I did a bit of French airs.
Because it sounds like piss. Great call, Brian. Thank you. 0344, Jesus, wet. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Jack, stay there. We're coming to you in a bit. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
So, I'm going to try something on Wednesday. It's all up in the air at the moment because I've got my wonderful boys staying. Oh, by the way, 11 o'clock, we've got a comedian, Sarah Benincasa, coming on. She does a great podcast called Well, This Isn't Normal, and it's lovely. I'm up to, I think I'm on episode 4, and she's got Alex Winters on.
Mm-hmm.
Bill and Ted on, and I'm loving it. It's great. She's coming on. Fingers crossed. I mean, we have a slight problem with the phones working normally, so if you're calling, bear with us. They're having to switch the phones off and on again. At 11, I'm going to try and Skype someone in LA from my computer here and feed it down to the studio in London. What could possibly go wrong? Everything could possibly go wrong, but we will have a go. So don't call for a second. What was I going to say? I was going to say something groundbreaking. I was going to...
Were you?
Yeah, I was actually.
You're going to launch into one of your...
It was going to be wicked. It was going to be... Oh, how did your school tutoring go?
Okay, today? Well, it's a little bit easier because there's two of us, you know, passing the baton.
Oh, yeah.
So I wasn't in charge of first period. It was my husband. And so...
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and the kids went straight into the online work they'd been given.
Did he
get
as frustrated as quickly as I did?
He's very good at getting to the happy, you know, the switching off and, okay. and rising above. I don't know why he was... I don't know what he was doing while he was supposed to be supervising. No, when I came downstairs, he was helping my eldest out with some maths. So I think he likes to feel useful.
I like doing that. The worst bit was when I had to print something. I hate printers because they just never do what you want them to do. So I'm printing and it was not coming out. And the boys are stood there and I'm going, oh, effing hell, this effing thing. And then it printed and I printed like the first 6 sheets. And then, of course, it ran out of ink. It ran out of flipping ink. So I've ordered some ink, but go. Oh, that was the point I was saying. Oh, go on. Sorry, so how did the rest of your day go?
So then after that, he did like all the... By the time I came downstairs after having a lovely lie-in, which is great, he sort of launched them into their schoolwork and it was just a matter of overseeing that. And so I did a little bit of that. And then I kind of... It got a bit more freewheely when I took over in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like I taught them about the Beatles.
Oh.
I was playing of Abbey Road.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Music education.
Yeah. We had a little go on the ukuleles.
Yeah, yeah.
I let them do PE outside for a bit. Then they had quiet reading time with Mum. And that was kind of it. But God knows what we're going to do tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow, the structured stuff, and the school, the girls' school has sort of said that, you know, the kids have got like 25 minute concentration time when they're my youngest age, and so if you can get them to sit down and do just a few bits in the morning, it's not absolutely essential that they are sitting there from 9 o'clock till 3:30 in the afternoon. So we're just trying to keep it as unstressful for everyone as possible, really. Yeah. And also, it's day one.
Yeah. Well, our Easter holiday starts Thursday.
Phone should be good now, by the way.
The phones are fine, are they, Sam?
They should be, yes.
Okay, all right, let's see. This is what I was going to say. I've got the kids here today and tomorrow. My wife is a reporter and they're working with a skeleton staff and I don't know, she may get called in at short notice. But I think they're going back Tuesday evening. And if they do, I was wondering, dear listener, would you like to join me for lunch? This is an idea I've got that will probably not work, will probably be a car crash, but could be a giggle as well.
It could be disgusting.
It could be disgusting. You need to download an app called Zoom. Now, let me get the waivers out of the way. I have nothing to do with it. It's a free app. And some people, once I've mentioned Zoom, have sent me links of stories about how it harvests your data and stuff like that. I don't know about that. That's not what I'm interested in. To be honest, I'm at a point where I don't really care if my data is harvested. I want to communicate with the outside world. And I've used Zoom for a handful of NA meetings, actually, and it's been really cool. So if you feel safe, read up on it, and if you don't like it, then don't do it. But if you download an app called Zoom, and I don't have my children here on Wednesday, I was thinking of throwing a lunch party at 1 o'clock, just 30 minutes. You have to bring your own food. It's a video thing, and basically you can have up to 100 people, and it looks like the Brady Bunch. So you're all in little squares. And I thought we could all have lunch together. Just 30 minutes on Zoom. You can do it on your phone. I think you can do it on your computer. And we just sit and we have lunch and we have a chat. And if anyone's obnoxious, I can boot them out because I will be hosting the party. And if it works, then maybe we'll make that kind of a weekly thing. I know things are a bit up in the air with kids for me and for all of you, loads of you as well. And you know, but it's that thing of desperately trying not to isolate, which is my default setting. My default setting is to not speak to anybody. So this scenario is almost perfect for me, except I know it would kill me because I would go out and I would go, well, maybe I'll get some beers in, you know. Genuinely, that's where my illness could take me. It may not be as bad for you as that, but I think nearly everybody, you'd have to be pretty strange to not be feeling lonely or scared or depressed with this. So Wednesday at 1 o'clock, fingers crossed, inshallah, weather permitting, we will have lunch. Are you going to join us, Boyley?
Well, I've got the kids, but let's see what we can do.
I'm going to have a cheese sandwich and a bowl of tomato soup. I've decided already. And we'll have lunch, and if it works, we'll do it again. And I'm trying to think of ways we can interact and be a little bit more visual. You can watch tonight's show. It's a bit of an experiment. YouTube.com/IanLee. Okay, so it's not on the Talk Radio YouTube. It's on our YouTube, my YouTube, mine and Kath's. YouTube.com/IanLee. There are about 120 people watching us right now. We've got mods in there, so we'll have none of that racism. Zero tolerance. Racism, misogyny, homophobia. It's not even a timeout. You're banned. We don't want any of that. And the reason I'm doing that, and we tried Periscope last week, and a few of you asked if we'd try it on YouTube, and we'll settle on one, is still the same radio show. We're not changing the content, but I know some of you expressed that you want something visual to feel less isolated, and I totally get that. So you are welcome to come to the YouTube channel and have a little look. I think the phones are working, so we're going to try Nikki. Hello, Nikki.
Hello, good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kat. I'm a little bit nervous this time because I haven't had the 3 glasses of red wine I had before I called you last week.
It's going to be a much better call as a result of that, I guarantee it.
Yes. So I was your last caller on Monday last week, and I talked to you about resigning from my job without anything to go to and whether I was stupid, brave. I think you suggested both, and then I told you about my volunteering at Monday Club in Burnham.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and how it had to be closed because obviously the senior citizens that are in the club are quite sort of vulnerable, but I've got quite a positive slant on that now.
Okay.
What I was going to talk to you that evening was I was nervous because I was going to volunteer, and I thought, with my asthma and stuff, I was going to be front line with, you know, people that might have the virus. But actually, I got buddied up with 3 of the members, and it's been the most amazing experience, especially with one of the 86-year-olds. We've had such a bond that we wouldn't have got had I been volunteering at the club normally, just standing there, helping them with a bingo, giving them the toilet rolls as the prizes and the chocolate.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it inspires anybody else, but it's been really good to talk on the phone with these people.
Yes, helping is one of the few times I'm feeling very low with all this is going on. But one of the few times I feel good is when I'm helping someone. And today, a lot of it was helping my boys. And also I popped round to see Betty, who lives next door. She's an old lady who lives next door, who I absolutely adore. And I leant over a fence and she said, come in. I said, Betty, I can't. The rules are I can't come any closer to you. And we had a laugh about it, and we both went, well, it's silly, isn't it? But it's actually saving lives. But what a world we're living in that we're here. And then we talked about my cat that was trying to get into her house. And it was really nice. It was 5-10 minutes. And I just keep reminding her because I know she's reluctant to ask. Look, if you need anything, I'm home all the time, more than happy to go to the shops for you. Or if I've got it, you can have it. I've got loads of tins of food, loads of frozen food. And she turns out she's got quite a few tins and some frozen stuff as well. But it was just nice. And when this ends, which it will do, I really think that's going to be one of the many benefits that we carry with us, that old people won't be invisible to slightly younger people, and that we'll get on with our neighbours a bit and make more of an effort.
Across the UK, online, on DAB, and on your smart speaker, the best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
From Nikki to Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
What you got? Yeah, I'm all right, mate. What you got?
Yeah. Well, it was just an idea that occurred to me over the weekend for trying to get the social distancing measures through to people a bit more, because obviously we've all seen things over the weekend where really a lot of people have been ignoring it. And I just thought, you have public service announcements on stations like Talk Radio and Talk Sport about washing your hands and that sort of thing, and I thought maybe we could just move it on a little bit more to social distancing. And why on earth is there nothing on Netflix?
What do you mean there's nothing on Netflix? Have you not seen Tiger King? Oh, about social distancing.
Yeah,
have you seen Tiger King, by the way?
I haven't watched that yet, no.
Oh, mate, do it. It's incredible. My God, it's incredible.
Excellent.
Joe Exotic, this weird polygamous gentleman with a mullet who keeps tigers and is a country and western singer. It's amazing.
Okay, I'll give it a go. I'll take your word for it. I'm not sure that's quite my thing, actually, but...
Oh, it's everybody's thing.
It's great, man.
Get involved.
Oh, okay. It's incredible.
I'll tell you what. No, but in all seriousness, why are there no, like, messages going through on Netflix? Because surely Netflix at the moment is probably the most powerful way of communicating with quite a lot of viewers.
I don't know. You mean like a little sort of 20-second ad every time you fire up a movie?
Yeah, you could even have, like, stars from the programmes or maybe film stars recording little messages to put out and
hoo-ha! Talking about... I'm Al Pacino! Get away from me, piece of trash! I'll blow your ass off! 2 meters! Hoo-ha! I'm Woody Allen.
I don't think anyone will be listening to Woody Allen anymore.
No. Oh, those gems, oh my God! No, I feel nauseous.
I would like him to stay away.
I have COVID-19. I think I had COVID-18 as well. Oh God.
He might persuade a few ladies to stay away, maybe, but...
Yes. he wouldn't want COVID-19, he'd want COVID-15.
I'm just a little bit frustrated, though, because you try and put forward... Well, basically, Netflix just make themselves totally non-contactable. You can't even put forward feedback to them, and I don't know. I just think it seems it would be quite a powerful channel, that was all.
I Nick, I agree with you. Thank you. I think it's a good point. But, you know, I guess all we can do... I mean, yeah, I could say it on here, but... I could, yes, all right, don't stand near anybody.
Well... No, I meant slightly more sophisticated than that.
So cut him off. I'm a very sophisticated man. Thank you, Nick. 03444991000. Sonia!
Hiya, Ian, Cass and Sam. I'm sorry, Sam, but 3 times I phoned you and it's like someone eating crisps on the phone.
We had a problem with the phone. I think it's been sorted now.
Good. Yes. How are you? Right.
Yeah, all right, Sonia. Oh, we're all right. I'm losing weight.
Because are you really?
Because I'm eating less food. Because
I'm eating more food.
Because I'm worried about food. I'm worried about food, and I've got food, but I'm just being very cautious about it, and so I'm not really eating, and I will have the boys' leftovers.
So you love your boys. I love it so much you talk about them.
Well, hang on a second. Boys, are you asleep yet? No. Go to sleep! Go to sleep or I will thrash you to sleep! There we go, they're asleep now.
You're going to have my son Lawrence on the phone.
Sorry, Sonia?
My son Lawrence, my gorgeous son, out of my 3 children, he sent me the most wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day card. I can't see it properly to read it, but he says how much he loves me, and he's listening on the phone now. He's in Westcliff, in Chalkwell.
Hello, Lawrence. Hello, Lawrence. Mummy loves you, Lawrence. Your mummy's favourite.
He's handsome.
He's a very handsome. You're not trying to fix him up with me, are you?
No, I want to fix myself up with you.
Okay.
Oh, I was very determined.
Okay.
What did you say?
Sonia, we're not allowed to have any close physical contact.
No, I don't.
I'm happy to come and stand outside your window naked.
Well, come to Bushy Heath. That's where I am.
Is that your nickname?
Very funny. Very funny.
I would high five you, but that would be breaching the rules.
No.
You mustn't. Are you away from each other?
Yeah.
Yes, 2 meters.
I'm going to low one you. Nothing.
She's being vulgar, Sonia. She is being absolutely vulgar, and I can't wait until I want Boris Johnson's next announcement to be and Catherine cannot go round to Ian's house. I want it to be that specific. She won't take the hint.
Oh, God. But
how are you? Are you all right with all this nonsense?
I am, because I suffer anxiety, stress and depression like Lawrence does. Yeah. But I don't know why it's not bothering me.
Yes, a few people have said that. A few people have said that they're normally quite anxious people, and this isn't really impacting on them.
No, I know, but my coach once told me I could handle little big problems, but not little ones.
Yeah.
If it makes sense.
There you go. Sonia, listen, we've got a lot of calls to get through. Thank you so much.
Darling.
03. Take care. Lots of love.
Keep well, all of you. God bless. Bye.
Thank you. 03. Bye. Go away. I'm trying to finish this call. Sam, you've got to be quicker on the fader. Sonia will stay there all night, won't you, Sonia?
Yes, of course I would. Only time I'm happy when I speak to you.
Oh, hang on a minute. No. I can't cut you off until he fades you out. For God's sake, Sam. 03.
All right, I was on the phone.
Who's on the phone? 03. Thank you, Sam. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Here we go, dear listener.
I'm bringing you love so true, 'cause that's what I owe to you. Walking back to happiness I shared with you.
And I asked if someone had done a dump. No, it was one of the cats. 0344-499-1000. I reiterate, when I asked if someone had done a dump, it was at one of the cats, and one of them had done a dump. It was Patty. She'd done a tiny little nugget, and she sat on my lap, and she's got the cone of shame on because she's had her ovaries removed. This is the late night alternative. No talk of animal love tonight, please. Hey, got problem? Two problems. You think you got problems with the bloody COVID-19 nonsense? I'll tell you real problems. Right, one. Twice today, I've opened my fridge, and it has not been working. Now, this is a new fridge. Oh, just phone up John Lewitt. Yeah, John Lewitt, get off of there. I nearly swore then. Pat, you've been an absolute bell cheese. John Lewis, I'm really going to come round and fix my fridge at this time.
Or they might send you a new one.
No, they're not. Because delivery men are not going to come into a house. Is it? Now, I don't. So what I'm asking is, does anybody know why a fridge of approximately 9 months old would, when you turn it on, not be on? And then you press the on button on the inside and it comes on. If anyone knows, forget everything. If anyone knows, I'll share my vaccine for COVID-19, which I've actually almost perfected.
I don't think half those ingredients are legal.
Keeping it healthy. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. So here we go. This is tonight's phone-in. Tonight's phone-in is simply called You Think You've Got Problems. 0344. 0344-499-1000. You think you've got problems. Give us a call and share. My second problem. I got beef. In this time of love and understanding and people getting on and neighbourly, I've developed a new beef.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is a scumbag. He's being fated, and this is genuine, by the way. He's being fated as a national hero. And I think, if anything, we should hunt this guy down. I'm not for the death penalty, but I think, you know, maybe we bring it back for this. Have you heard of a chap called Joe Wicks.
Oh, yeah, dreamy Joe Wicks.
Joe Wicks, the nation's favourite long-haired health guru. Joe Wicks. We're all encouraged to do Joe Wicks first thing in the morning. And so me and my boys, we watched the Joe Wicks. All right, everybody. Right, we've got 35 seconds on and 25 seconds off. First up, I want you to do some squats. There we go. Right, now I want you to do some lunges. Now I want you to sit down and do some punches. So if my eldest was doing it, he was in a different room. He was sat in front of the computer and I could hear a lot of physical activity. We're a few years away from what that could be. I knew at the age of 10, I didn't need to knock on the door. I could just come in and be safe. And it was, he was watching Joe Wicks. And I said, oh, all right, we'll have some of this. We'll have some of this. I said to my youngest, you fancy? He went, yeah, come on. So we started watching Joe Wicks. It's only 8.5 minutes. 8.5 minutes of hell, scumbag. I felt something ping during the lunges to the point where whatever the next exercise was, I couldn't do it. My right thigh and buttock were very painful. Very painful.
Are you saying that Joe Wicks broke your bum?
Yeah, I am. Joe Wicks broke my bum. There's the podcast title if ever you needed it. But also, and my boys spotted this. In fact, my boys have gone home now. Thank God. And we mentioned the Joe Wicks, and my youngest went, yeah, the cheater. Not because he's fit and can run, because he cheats.
What?
35 seconds on, 25 seconds off.
Yeah.
Right? Except during the 35 seconds, he stops to give you encouragement.
Right. You've never been to jazzercise, have you?
No, of course I've not been to jazzercise.
Or any such exercise
I've only
class.
Recently come out.
The thing is, when you go to these exercise classes, you always do more work generally than the instructor because they're talking and checking.
Christ, he's a millionaire.
Takes up time.
He's a millionaire.
He doesn't need to get his knees to chest anymore. He's done his time.
So, Wicks. Wicksy. JW. Joseph. Joseph Wicksiff. If you're listening, I swear to God, I will hunt you down and I will destroy you. I will destroy Wicks.
I won't let you.
Public enemy number one. So we've got two phone-ins tonight. Who is your public enemy? And you think you've got problems. 03-44-499-1000. Just to say, we are streaming the video of the show live on youtube.com/IanLee. It's free. I don't know if it adds necessarily anything else, but I know some of you want a little bit of visual contact to feel less isolated. Let's go to Barry from Watford. Barry, are you watching us on YouTube?
No, I'm not. So I'm just clearing up in the kitchen. I don't have a telly on here or nothing or a computer.
Do you have a phone?
Well, I'm speaking to you on it now, yeah.
Yes.
Yogurt pot with a bit of string. What do you think?
You could look at YouTube on your phone.
Mate, I can barely switch the thing on. I mean...
Oh, blimey. Have you tried this... Did you do Joe Wicks this morning?
I did something similar, and my Margaret broke my bum this morning.
I'm laughing, but it's not funny, is it?
No, it's vicious.
Go on.
Instead of a workout, a Joe Wicks, she likes a bit of Joe Wicks in the morning, but that's more Cockney rhyming. And we basically got started on making sweet love this morning.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, to whom?
Beautiful weather. We've got a lovely bit of decking, which I've had done out the back, and she's buried it. Let's make love. I want to... I said, decking, and she misheard me and said, yeah, okay, let's go out the back. Anyway, we went out the back, and we made love in the sun this morning.
Ooh, you be careful, you'll get splinters.
Well, no, this is fashionable, isn't it? To suntan your perineum.
Oh,
exactly.
Yes.
My perineum was really nicely suntan. It sparkles off. We've got a tap outside. With a hose, we're hosing down the dog, and the light glinted off it and went right up my perineum. The point is,
Yes.
Lovely music. Love it. Get in the mood. My missus, she said to me, make sweet, sweet love to me, Barry. It's a Tuesday morning. It's bunky, bunky time. I said, all right, we're just going to have a little bit of eggy bread, but I left that alone. We went outside.
You went and dunked something else.
Just wiping off some Alpen from round my mouth. Said, mate, love. And we did, but do you know what? She broke my bum.
Go on, what happened, mate?
Oh, well, as I was... I don't want to be too graphic, Ian. What goes on between a man and his wife is, well, in my case, disgusting. But what is personal, it's personal. Yes. And I pulled a muscle in my buttock, my right. buttock, and I seized up. I pulled up straight. And I went, you're going to have to stop it. I've hurt my buttock. And all day long, I've been nursing my glutes. I put a hot water bottle on my glutes. My son had to come round and massage my glutes. Not maternity, my glutes, I'm talking about, man.
Yes. And this is, what's your son's name again? Dave?
Dave from Pinner,
He's the drug-addicted...
Well, that's unfair.
...offender. Well, it's not unfair. He is a drug addict, and he's an offender.
Don't let him phone you up later. He'd be furious if he has to phone you up.
Well, with the self-isolation...
He can't come and block off. He wasn't.
Yeah, I know he does. I know he wants to knock my block off. He burst into. You don't know this, Kath. Years ago, when I worked at LBC, Dave St. Michael, Barry's son, burst into the studio. Somehow got through security. What? Burst into the studio, and battered me in the studio. He security had to come and pull him off.
That's it. Wow. Yeah, he got pulled and off by security. Yeah.
And he served 6 months in prison.
Is he a lookalike his dad?
Oh, I'm nice. My son David is an absolute psychopath.
He's horrible.
Yeah, but is he fit though?
No, he's not. No, don't even. It's not even a joke. He's horrible. He's coked up. He's aggressive. He's violent. He's thoroughly unpleasant.
Well, yes, to say, perfect,
I wouldn't let him anywhere near my glutes.
All I'm saying is, if he's listening tonight, he's going to phone out and give you a bunch of fives orally.
Well, I bet he can't even use. Is he allowed to make phone calls in prison?
He's not in prison no more. He's out now.
All right. Well, I bet he doesn't know how to use a phone. And he can't come and give me a bunch of fives. We're on lockdown, baby.
You do not know what he's capable of. And Dave, if you're listening, leave it, son. Leave it. He ain't worth it.
Dave, if you're listening, bring it on. You're an absolute melt.
Excuse me. This is supposed to be a keep your spirits up special. And what you
sorry, you're right.
Encourage my son to knock your bean head.
Well, no. Well, we'll get to the keep your spirits up special in a second. I haven't encouraged anyone to beat me up. That is not.
You have Dave, really.
Don't. But no.
If you're listening, Dave, leave it, son. Leave it. Back off, please, Dave.
So when do we get to the part where we keep our spirits up? We've heard about a violent drug addict and an old man ripping his bum.
Oh. Well,
when do we keep our spirits up?
Well, I'll tell you what, here's something for you.
Yes.
China is coming out of the whole thing. I know they had some... Well, the virus, China's now encouraging people to go into Wuhan. And I'm so happy with the way things are going. I've booked a holiday there. We're going
to Wuhan?
Yeah! Bloody right, I am.
Well, two things. One, it's a little bit optimistic of you to think you're going to make it. And B, you're going to go to Wuhan?
Well, it's allowing foreigners back in. That's the optimistic thing. That's coming back. Me and my wife, David, we're calling ourselves the Wuhan clan. And we're going there.
Okay. You just called your wife David?
Me, my wife, and David. Keep up.
Okay. All right, the Wuhan clan.
So all I want you to know is, everyone, it's all going to be lovely. I've lived through this sort of thing before. I've seen it all before.
You literally haven't?
No, but I'm exaggerating to make people happier. I once told... But listen, guys, it was a beautiful day today. It'll be another beautiful day tomorrow. And don't worry.
Are you having sex again?
We're all in this together. Oh, well, if I can hold on to my glutes, I might not have the full bunky blue preliminary fumbling. But
okay, Barry. Lovely to hear from you, Barry. Thanks so much for your call.
May love, guys. Not with my wife necessarily, but may love, everyone.
Night. Dave, don't phone me in, please. Hello? No, he's gone.
Just checking he was still on.
Make love, guys. 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative. Catherine Boyle, Ian Lee. Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Fridge could just be a busted relay. If so, a replacement will fix it. If the compressor's gone, then the whole fridge could need replacing. How do I know which it is? How do I know which it is?
Well, I would suggest that the fact you can switch it back on again and it works, it may be the former.
Here's what we need. I need someone to move into my kitchen to live permanently, to open my fridge randomly. Just keep it on its toes. Open my fridge randomly between 45 and 90 minutes. Mm. See if it's working. If it's working, great. If it's not working, you switch it back on, please.
Why can't you do it? You're busy now.
Get stuffed. I'm busy entertaining. First of all, I've got a sick cat. I've got Patty. She's wearing a neck brace. Secondly,
I called her a bell cheese.
Secondly, she can't hear me with that. Secondly, I'm entertaining the nation.
Yeah, I know, but we get breaks.
I'm a key worker.
We get breaks so you can go and open and close your.
You know, nurses with the mask scars on.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Right. You know, doctors with the mask scars on.
Yes.
I'm more important than them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I am. Yes. Who do you think, at the end of a 5-6 hour shift, who do you think the nurses and the doctors turn to for entertainment? This guy.
Oh.
This guy. And not just on the radio, on talk radio, because not many people know about it, actually. I haven't really promoted it in the last four years. But also on my Twitch streams, also on my very, very funny... little videos I put up on Twitter.
Insta.
And also just the fact that they know I'm alive brings joy to a lot of people.
Mm. Excuse me.
Actually. So, yeah, I think if you were to do the hierarchy of who's more important during this COVID-19 crisis, I'd be pretty high up the top. I'm just under Michael Gove.
Gosh, what a place to be.
Let that be a lesson. Let's go to Dave. Good evening, Dave.
You're out of order, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
Excuse me, you're out of order, mate.
What?
Dave,
can you shut up? Are you coked? Are you on amphetamines again?
You know very well what I'm trying to do, what I'm talking about. You just be rid of my old man. That's what I want to talk to you about right now. That's what I want to talk about you right now. You've been rid of my old...
Right, two things.
You've been rid of my old man. He's phoned you up.
What? First of all, slow down. Not your brain, because that is impossible. Your words. We can't understand you. Secondly, your dad has phoned up and described an intimate sex act with your mother.
My dad, now you listen to this right now, my dad has phoned up and he's trying to be persuaded by the nation. He's trying to be people like you. What he's saying about making love is a perfectly valuable thing. And what you've done, you ridiculed him in front of a lot of people who are listening to me on your radio show. And
I didn't ridicule him.
I come around, knock your block off, man. What I'm going to do is just accuse me of being high on coke and doing prison. I've done my time. If you want to go, you want to know.
Your time for assaulting me. Why would I want to listen to an idiot like you? Thug.
Try the smooth stuff on him.
What?
Try the smooth stuff on him.
What smooth stuff?
Be nice to him and they. No, I don't want to be nice to him.
This guy physically. So also, where do you think we're broadcasting from right now, David?
I know where you're broadcasting. Your house, and I'll find out exactly where you live. And I come down here, and it's my old man. He knows where you live. And come down here, and you've got your block off right now. And if you let me in front of the front door, and you give me one second, I'm going to smack you right up between the eyes, mate.
Sam, can we clip that, please? And can you send that to the police?
No, because
that is a threat. That, no, you're out of order. That is a threat. You're out of order.
My dad was trying to cheer up the nation, right? He's doing his soppy sods, doing his keep your spirits up special, right? And all you've done is saying we're having my mum, because you say we're making love to my mum. What's wrong with that?
Old people having sex is disgusting. That's going to depress the nation.
It's not disgusting.
Your parents do it outside on the decking. You should be ashamed of them.
Yes, they do, and they enjoy it. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. The thought of you making love like a praying mantis is absolutely appalling. Big beanpole like you, at it. I don't always want to think about you doing it.
Why are you thinking, Dave? Sorry, Ella, can I speak now, Dave? Is that okay?
Yeah, speak. Right. Yeah, go on.
Why are you imagining me having sex?
Well, I'm not, because it disgusts me. And I've had my dinner.
You mentioned it. You're as bad as that horse bloke last night.
I've imagined you, you're like a praying mantis with a Venus flytrap. That's what you are, mate. A Venus flytrap. Yes, you are. You're disgusting. I'll tell you something.
Goodbye, Dave. I'm not having that. Click that, Sam, genuinely, and we'll send that to the police, please. That is a threat.
What a nasty piece of work.
The family is so... Everyone thinks, Barry's a nice guy. Nah, they're disgusting. They really are... They're what we used to call in the old days scum.
Normally like a bad boy, but no.
No. It's all a bit... Probably had a little bit of sniffing going on in the background of that call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm well. Apart from the fact I'm furious now because I've been threatened by a junkie, I'm all right, Tom. What have you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to ring in, really, and say I'm first-time caller, but I've listened to you for a while. I followed you on your Twitch channel a couple of days ago.
Thank you, mate.
And I just want to say, mate, you're brilliant. You make me laugh. You cheer up, mate. You always cheer me up when I'm feeling down. You and Kat are probably one of the best radio shows I've ever listened to.
I'm waiting for the Scouse accent, the sucker punch.
No Scouse accent, no sucker punch. Honestly, right. I just want to give you your praise.
Thank you, mate.
You deserve.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Brilliant.
That's very, very kind of you. How are you doing at the moment?
I'm doing good. I'm just on my way back to the store that I deliver from.
What are you delivering? Are you supermarket delivery?
I am a supermarket delivery
lady.
Ladies
and gentlemen, these are, and this is not, this is absolutely genuine and is in no way patronising. You are one of the unsung heroes, my friend, and your work is greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. It's very nice to hear that.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
The delivery staff, Amazon, the supermarkets, flipping legends, man. Flipping legends. Imagine, right, you can't go out. We're in lockdown. Okay, you can't go out. But I know this is a little bit difficult ordering food online. I know that. But you could, the amount of stuff I've had delivered from Amazon and Gear 4 Music just to make this studio. I've had deliveries. Unfortunately, I'm trying to limit them and do them all in one go. But just to set this up so that we could do the show, I've had deliveries kind of every other day for about a week. And these people come up and they're going to doors of people that might be infected. And it's insane. They're incredible, incredible, incredible. Kath, I'll let you take this one. Let's go to Dean. Good evening, Dean.
Hello there. How are you, Ian and Kath?
Good, thanks, Dean. How are you keeping?
I'm good. I was just reading up, actually, to say how fantastic the delivery drivers are. I live sort of in the sticks in the middle of nowhere. And I had an order online, the guy not only found me, he actually, I stayed in the sitting room and he brought the stuff up and put it in my kitchen, and obviously because I've got a stairlift and that, you know, and I just want to say how fantastic it was. I mean, I kept out of his way and let him do what he wanted to do, and... he scribbled my name on the pad like they have to now. And I just rang up to say how fantastic it was that not only did I get my delivery on time, but with the service, he could see I was disabled, and he said, look, I'll bring it up and put it in the kitchen, which is brilliant.
They are good, aren't they? They're so good. I
what I wanted to ring up for. Yeah. And like Ian just said there, another unsung heroes, aren't they, in all this?
Yeah.
You know, and I really appreciate you guys as well. Because you're the best gig in town, so to speak.
Thanks very much, Dean.
Yes. And it sort of keeps me going at night time anyway.
Hang on, Dean. Kath wants to ask a little question.
I'm a bit... Yeah. Right, because you've been ringing us a little while now, haven't you?
Yeah.
And I'm mixing
since
you
my
up.
Daughter died, you were kind to us then.
I'm just trying to get my... Because I remember that very vividly, and thank you for trusting us with that. That was a really tough time for you, and we're always really touched when people...
I mean, I'm still hurting, mind. You know?
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I'm still hurting, and it's difficult.
Are you... I'm trying to work out, because I think I'm mixing you up in my head with another caller. Didn't you say... Are you a doctor?
I was a doctor, yeah.
All right, okay.
I've retired now, 12 years.
All right, okay.
Well, I had to retire through ill health, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it wasn't ill health, it was a car accident. Some crazy person ran me off the road. And my spine was damaged, and it affects my breathing and that, you know.
Yeah, and am I right in thinking you use a wheelchair now?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a wheelchair, and I've got an outdoor one as well, you know, but obviously that's not being used at the moment.
But you use... but, you said you're using a lawnmower, weren't you, the other day? A ride-on lawnmower.
Yeah, I got a ride-on lawnmower. Because obviously that's about the only thing I've got is my garden.
Right.
And I managed to get out because we've adapted it all, you know, so I could get on and ride. It's all automatic, you know. Yeah. I just have to pull a lever to put the cutters down, basically. And it's all automatic gears and everything, you know.
Okay.
I've had it for a long time. But it gets me out in the garden every year.
I was going to say, and especially now, it gives you something to do, I guess.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, I've been with this for about, coming up for 12 years now. My daughter was a godsend to me, really, you know. And I miss her so much, you know.
I bet. All right.
You know, as I say, I still try to carry on. I have a couple of worrying moments. And.
All right, Dean, listen, we're going to move on, mate. Thank you for your call. Always nice to talk to you. 0344... 499-1000. Let's go to Nikki. Good evening, Nikki.
Oh, good evening. How are you?
Very, very well, Nikki. Could you turn your radio off, please?
Yes, absolutely. No problem at all.
You're welcome.
Give me a second. Turn it off. Right, so that's gone. I'm a new listener to your show.
Welcome. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. First, I was a bit perturbed by that gentleman who was giving you lots of verbal abuse.
That was Dave, yeah. I've had dealings with him in the past, and we're going to send that clip on to the police.
Yeah, my previous career was a psychiatric nurse, and I really wouldn't put up with that. I thought that was...
What do you think
really
I should do?
Really well, I'm not appalling behaviour.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I mean, the guy's obviously a fruitcake.
Well, I don't go down the road, but as I say, my past career was a psychiatric nurse.
So you know he's nuts.
I would say the gentleman. Well, he was not very well.
Yeah.
Or, as I say, he might be using some substances.
He was on speed when he beat me up before.
He actually assaulted you.
Before, yeah, about 15 years ago when I worked at LBC, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's awful. I really do feel for you on that one.
Thank you, Nikki. What can we do for you tonight, Nikki? How can we help you, Nikki, and make your life just a little bit better?
I just think a little bit of a laugh here and there. I also want to thank you for your community spirit. As I say, I've only just sort of listened to tonight. It's been very interesting. And again, my heart goes out to the previous caller. But I think I'm like a lot of people who are very grateful to our police and the frontline services. I really wish that I could contribute, but unfortunately due to ill health, I'm not able to. But I think
Can I make a suggestion? Someone pointed out to me this thing that apparently they announced in the speech today. I was asleep. That the NHS are looking for volunteers. And I clicked on the link.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they're looking for is just people to be on the other end of the phone for lonely people.
I can do that, definitely.
You can do that?
Absolutely. I have no problem with doing that whatsoever.
I'm seriously considering looking into it.
It's lovely. My previous career, I found it times very sad, but also extremely rewarding. Yeah. And, you know, you're actually in a very privileged position to see people at their lowest and for you to get that relationship with them, for them to start to get to trust you and to be able to help through those difficult times. And I can honestly say that it was great. You know, you think that you're not going to get a laugh or anything, but there was lots of laughter and lots of good times. I'm going to sort of help on that. But I think as I've sort of joined you guys, as I feel I have now, I'm going to continue listening, and I think you have a sort of well-rounded, from what I can hear, sort of view. I'm trying to get my repertoire of jokes up a little bit, because I've got a little bit of a mad idea for my poor postman, who has been diligently...
You're going to tell jokes to your postman, are you?
Well, no, what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to tell jokes to my postman. I'm going to sort of, every now and then, sort of post a little joke on my door for him.
Ooh, that might be something, mightn't it? You like that? You weren't sure.
To say thank you to the delivery drivers, obviously. Say thank you or hang out of a window.
Do you know what Catherine's thank you to the delivery driver is? She'll often open the door in a dressing gown.
This is true.
In the dressing gown, he gets a little bonus.
Nikki, I think they think I work from home, if you know what I'm saying. Because I work nights.
Oh, bless you. I used to work nights. It was 4 o'clock in the morning was my everybody's sort of manic time or downtime, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
How are you in yourself, Nikki? Because I was fortunate enough today. I spoke to my psychiatrist today. I had an appointment booked with him, and we made it so that it was on the phone. And in the middle of the session, I said, Neil, how are you? And he said, I'm fine. He said, I don't know the way through this. I know this will pass and it will be okay. And he said, I'm worried I'm going to get called up to go in the hospitals, because it's been 35 years since I've used a ventilator, so I wouldn't have a clue what to do, but I'm expecting to get the call, and I'm keeping busy, and I'm okay. So how are you doing, Nikki?
I'm doing okay. I have my sort of times of anxiety, but I'm trying to keep that in perspective by not having the news on all the time, listening to music, listening to you guys, doing little bits around the house.
Yeah.
I've got two cats, they entertain me. I'm with my partner. So we're doing everything that the guidelines, government guidelines, absolutely. I wouldn't be putting people at risk or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just wondering, any silly jokes, any something, I want to try and put a smile on people's faces.
How the postman reacts, because you might hear on the other side of the door a little giggle or flipping hell. Good work, Nikki. Thank you. 0344 499 1000. I like that. Putting little notes on the door. I like that. Kath doesn't like that.
Well, I worry that I entice them anyway, so maybe not.
You're like a honey magnet. Honey,
it's like Confessions of a Postman.
Is it a honey mat?
A honey trap.
Honey trap.
What's a honey mat?
Don't know. Oh, I've got no idea. A glutinous mat.
What are you saying?
Let's go. That you're matted. No. Let's go to Kai. Good evening, Kai.
Hello, Ian. Can I just say one thing? I'm sorry about the last call. When I think it was a couple of days ago. I'm sorry.
What did you do?
I started a debate, but then I didn't have the facts to back it up.
What was this about? Remind me.
I made the claim that the news were over the top with Corona.
You scumbag! You liar! Fake news, Donald Trump!
Because I just felt like a complete idiot.
What nonsense do you want to talk about today? Well done for calling back, mate. Thank you.
It's all right. I did feel a bit embarrassed too, but then I just thought I'll brave it and say sorry.
That's all right. Listen,
people have come back from worse, let's say.
Listen, Kai, let me tell you something, right? I know someone who has made such a massive tit of themselves every day on the radio, and I'm not going to mention any names, but she sat opposite me, will not mention her name, and she embarrasses herself every single time she is on air, and she keeps coming back. You're contractually obliged, aren't you, Catherine? But that is balls.
Yeah.
It really is balls.
Yeah. Right, I've got two things. Because I listened from the start, you had them two topics.
I'm taking my
What topics did we have?
I can't remember. Oh,
did you do topics?
Yeah, you think you're bad off. That's not a sentence.
You think you've got problems.
You think you've got problems,
yep.
And let's beat up Joe Wicks.
Oh, no.
No, Joe. Couldn't catch him. He's too fast. And he jumps all the time. He's just jumping. And he's damn good looking. I met Joe. He's a nice bloke. But
thank
you. Yeah, I have, actually. But boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, you better stop this exercise nonsense.
His cookbooks are good. We've had a few of those. Remember when we tried to be vegetarian for a bit?
Yeah. Go on, Kai.
Right. My pet hate is... It's only started now because of the coronavirus stuff is, you know, like the dating apps, they are really annoying me because I'm gay. You must have heard of Grindr before. It's like a gay equivalent hookup app. And
yeah, I completed Grindr. I thought it was a game.
He calls it Grindr.
yes.
But because you know you're not meant to meet people now because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, you can't meet for a cheeky...
But yeah, this one guy, he was about 2 miles away from me, and he said, yes. Do you want to meet? And I'm like, no, you should not meet anyone because my mum's high risk. She's got diabetes. My good
but
friend
he's not meeting
is.
Your mum? But why are you on? Because Grindr and Tinder are famously, they're not dating apps.
They're not chat apps, are they?
They are shag apps. Shaps.
Yeah.
Grant Shaps, no. they are for sex. So why are you on there now?
I just speak to people, so when the corona's over, I've got people to meet. Do you see what I mean?
You've got some numbers.
I see.
Little portfolio. I like your style,
Kai.
Yeah,
I like it.
Grinding.
Because as well, I on a normal day, I do feel quite lonely, so now I can't meet anyone. Do you see what I mean?
I do see exactly. Yeah. So you can't go on there and chat to people. It's not just sex.
No, and I'm not going to lie, in the past I've had some with people and we've actually became friends as well. I'm not sure if that's how it works in the straight community.
Once you've had sex with a straight person, you never speak again. That's been my...
They disintegrate, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. But go on, so this fella was up for a little bit of nicky-nacky-noo.
Yeah, and I said, no, you shouldn't. But yeah, he just did the struggling emoji.
I think
the dating apps are my pet hate at the moment because...
Well, it's not the app's fault, is it?
It's the dirty men and women that inhabit them.
I think, yes and no, because they should still do something. Do you see what I mean? Like, I know they're going to make money still if you pay for their stuff, but at the same time, they should not maybe remove the distance thing. Do you see what I mean? At the time being, I feel they should do stuff a bit on their end. Do you see what I mean? Like...
Don't you think the people would still find a way if they wanted to?
Yeah, true. Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah. But, yeah.
It's not down to the app to police where people are putting their... and their...
Yeah, that's really my pet hate at the moment. Just people in general.
Oh, and well, then, tell me about it. People are idiots.
Yeah. So
if you don't like people, this is the prime time.
Well, also, if you don't like people, you really shouldn't be on a dating app. Because it's full of people.
No, it's just, I don't mind people. It's just how selfish they are sometimes, if you see what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean. Guys, gay guys, straight guys, gay women, straight women. Listen, just do what we have to do in the 80s, not one out. No, seriously, and that I know it sounds flippant, but it's genuinely, it's not worth the risk of going on an app. Oh, there's someone like 3 kilometres away from me. I'm at, knock one out. That's it. Stay safe. Don't spread the virus. Knock one out. That is genuine advice. I would, and I think Michael Gove or Boris Johnson in their address tomorrow. Knock one out.
They didn't cover that one, did they?
No, they did not.
Maybe they'll clarify.
The safest sex is to say no. The second safest sex is to knock one out.
Yeah.
Genuinely. I might get in trouble for making a masturbation joke. I'm genuinely not joking. If you're on these apps, this is, and I've been picked up a bit for not saying stay at home. Stay at home. Don't meet up with someone who, well, I haven't got a cough. I'm fine. You don't know that. Stay at home, man. Just stay at home. Let's get through this safe. If you, but also as well, if you really want to on these apps, do a video phone. Do a video phone call. Have a little bit of that if you want to. But it ain't worth meeting up with someone that you don't want, is not living in your house for a little bit of sexual intercourse.
And the more they do it, the longer it's going to probably last, because they probably spread it on. So if they just keep it in their pants for a bit, for a couple of months, or however long it'll take, then you can have all the fun you want after.
Exactly. We're going to have a... Here's what I'm going to do, Kai. When this is over, I'm organising an orgy for everybody. Everybody that managed to keep it in their pants. Everybody that's out there playing now. You're not invited to my orgy. Kathy, you're not invited to my orgy. Everybody
Barry from Watford's out. I'm interested.
Everybody who's keeping it in their pants is invited to my orgy.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for orgy organisers. They're having a tough time. No one...
Orgynisers.
The worst thing about their industry is just...
collapsing around their ears or around our ankles.
Can I say one more thing, sorry, Ian?
Of course you can, mate.
The worst thing about this is I've never really opened up about this. For me, you know how some people rely on drugs to stay happy, some rely on alcohol. For me, it's sex. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like it has been really hard for me.
Well, it would be, but...
Yeah, and I am getting help. I think it's called psychosexual services. I have started that now.
There you go. Listen, Kai, it's always nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you for calling back. 0344 499 1000. Play safe. You can still play. We're in the age of video phones. If you want to meet up with a stranger, for now, do it on a video phone. What's wrong with getting a magazine? What's wrong with getting a magazine?
Do they deliver those?
Thank you, Kai. 034. We've got loads of calls. We've got Alex. We've got Daniel. We've got Caddick. We've got Dave. 034. Can we make sure that's not Dave St. Michael again, please? 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000. Must remember to turn the microphones off when we're playing music, because it's all coming through the late night alternative weeknights from 10. Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. You can call up about anything. Yeah, well, the big news story of the day is. But you can call up about absolutely anything. 0344 499 1000. If you've never listened before or called in before, very, very simple. You don't really need that much to talk about. You phone up, you speak to our friend Sam, who's taking the calls. He's in London. He calls you straight back, puts you up on the screen. I have the screen in front of me, which is incredible, and I can put a call through like Ricky. Good evening, Ricky.
Good evening to you. Good evening to you. May I make a suggestion? Let me get that right there.
The fact that you can barely say the word says you probably will struggle to make the suggestion. But let's have a go.
Okay. As regards self-isolation, obviously the consequences could be loneliness, depression, and perhaps even something more serious. Yes. So may I make a suggestion that the middle-aged of today are the CB radio users of yesterday. Whoa. That they get the CB radios
off,
get them out again.
I suggested this to my friend Paul Garner just 2 days ago when I spoke to him, who was a CB enthusiast. I said, Paul, fire up the CB. Let's see if there's any old racists out there ranting away. Ricky, do you have a CB?
I have, yes. I'm not using it at the moment, but it's a great means of communicating locally with various activities on it.
I have been wanting to buy a CB You're right, Kat.
Yes. I'm
talking to George.
Please don't talk to George. He's what? An he's an cute. Annoying he's an annoying cat. Catherine, I have been wanting to get a CB radio show for years.
Why have you not?
Maybe now is the time.
You could probably justify it now.
Maybe now is the time to get a CB.
Well, can I help her there and advise what can be done with it?
Yeah, please do, Ricky. Advise Catherine what can be done with it. Help her.
I'm not bothered. Don't tell me. Tell Ian.
Tell Catherine.
No.
Catherine wants to know.
The ladies enjoy this too, Catherine. Very, very quickly. I've another point as well. But very quickly. With CB radio, one of the things I operate with it was within the radius of, say, about 5 miles. Five people set up a Ludo board.
And Ouija board? One
Ludo. There's many Ludo other activities. Board. A Ludo, yeah. You know what Ludo is?
Yeah, one of the longest, dullest games. You've got to get all four counters all the way round the board. No. All four of them. Not one. All four of them. No one ever plays the full Ludo game.
Sorry, are you still there? You're listening?
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, you see, you're wrong. Very wrong. Now, what happens is only the fifth person is allowed to throw the dice. Now, board games are thousands of years old. And every throw of the dice is another conversation piece. Right? And as you know, one person throws the dice, but it's a umpire throws it for the yellow, say a six, so yellow moves six. But every other board moves the yellow six as well. So everybody knows what everybody else says. And you have 24 people taking part in what was normally considered four people to a board. If you get four people to a board, 4 for 22 plus the fifth umpire, and it works a bomb. And the fact that you throw a dice is a new conversation piece every time, till slowly everybody starts falling out over as they get put out. And the ladies enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. They were heavy into it as well. And there's one other thing, too, which surprised me. One of the participants I didn't know was actually a blind person, and they're equal to everybody else on the CB radio with a draft, because their boards are made up to say that sort of thing. So if anybody's listening, that's one of the uses you can make of CB radio without having to talk about I'm hitting you and I'm hitting a Mexico and all that nonsense. So that's just one point. Can I make another point? I fell asleep. Hello? You fell asleep.
Where am I? What's going on? What's going on?
Is
where am
today?
I?
Is it still today?
What? Ricky, you can play Ludo on a computer.
Yes, but you can't talk to the person and ask if they're
okay.
Yes,
you can.
Are they still
Ricky,
lonely?
Ricky, but you can talk to people on computers now.
Never mind playing on a computer. You use the CB radio because it closes that area down. You don't have to talk to somebody. Can I give you another point? No,
Ricky, listen to me. Listen to me.
Can you play Ludo first of all before I listen to you?
Ricky, shut up. You can play Ludo on a computer with other people in different countries, and you can talk to them.
And you can mute
them.
That's
no use. You're trying to communicate with people close to you who may need attention. They're lonely, and they want to be within reach of you.
Well, as well as Ricky, shut up.
To somebody in Mexico.
Shut up.
They can't even speak Spanish.
Warning by your name. Ricky.
Yes.
Are you that thick? You can play against people in Mexico. Do you know what that means? You can also play against the guy next door.
It's the next door you want to play with. He's a guy.
You can play against the guy. You can play against the guy next door.
He's not going to listen.
Yes, but
Ricky,
he's the one who needs your help.
That's a great suggestion. Thanks very much for that. Great.
Thanks for your call, Ricky. 0344-499-1000. My God. You can play. If you can play someone in Mexico, the internet isn't just England, Mexico, UK, Mexico.
It's next door as well.
It's next door.
Yeah.
But Ludo's rubbish. I'm not buying a CB.
Don't. You'll get Ricky.
Across the UK, online, on DAB, and on your smart speaker, the best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Good evening, Margaret.
Oh, hello, Ian. Hello, Cass. That made me laugh. Fancy wanting to play Ludo. My God.
Ludo. Anyway, what a boring, boring game.
Boring,
I hate
boring.
Ludo.
About the most boring child's game that there is, isn't it? Anyway.
I never liked playing Ludo as a kid.
I know. So did I. Anyway, this is going to be boring, but you might be able to help.
Okay.
Okay, because on the news, they're saying that thousands and thousands of people have volunteered to help with this dreaded Lurgy people.
About 400,000 people, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, but listen, Ian, how do I get to somebody? They didn't give us any information how we got a hold of these people.
What? So
and
you
I'm an old lady, over 80, I live alone, and it'd be very nice to have somebody coming round, but I don't know how to get a hold of them.
Yeah, I suspect that the NHS, I would hope, and I would expect that the NHS will be in touch. I don't know, that's a good point. Ah, speak to your GP.
Yeah, okay.
Speak to the GP and say, I've heard about this and I've seen there have been so many volunteers. Do I put my name down with you? Do I have to call a number? But I would like to register myself. And I bet your GP will either be a place where you can register yourself or they'll know who you have to call.
Okay. All right, thank you, darling. I'll do that.
Take care, my dear. See you later on. You can call us anytime you want as well, Margaret. Thank you. 0344 499 1000. Let's take a quick break. This is Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
When they close the internet down, as they will do, CB Radio will be the only way to play board games.
Oh, well, never mind. No more Ludo for me.
So I would like... really? Just pushing it today.
Do you know my parents, I dropped some shopping round for them, put it on their doorstep, rang the bell and ran away and stood at the end of the street. And the way my mum opened that door, I think she's desperate for other people's company.
Oh, I've got a joke. Well, she can come on the CB with me. Wow. I'll give her a 69.
What? And then my dad sent me a message saying... No.
When you meet someone, give 60, you're up for a 69er.
Mum thinks, this is the WhatsApp I've just had from my dad. Mum thinks Rosamund Pike is ugly, hairline too low, bum chin. All because I said, ooh, she's attractive. You see, they're at each other's throats. It's been a week.
Up for a 69er.
Don't say that about my mum.
That's what it means. It's when you want to have an eyeball. Oh, it's eyeball. It's not a 69er.
No. You have to do that first.
I wonder. I can get... a CB radio.
What for?
To play Ludo.
You don't
want to
play Ludo.
Sad sack.
Have you got Ludo? You haven't got Ludo. You have to get that as well.
I will troll them. I want to troll people for £105.69 and I can have it by Sunday.
Right. Well, that sounds great. Have a lovely time. With you.
Friends. We weren't working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right, yeah.
Now we're working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So you've got the extra money so you can spend it on that.
I can spend it on saving my life and the life of my children.
With the CB radio?
When the end of the world comes. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I think exactly what I can bloody well do.
Why don't you just build a bunker and be done with it?
Hang on a second. Let me just... we'll take this line, Sam. Yeah, Ricky, you've just been on, mate.
Hi, sorry, pal. I was just going to say, if you're getting a CB radio, remember... you don't have a dump button, so you'll have a problem.
Well, no, but I won't be using it to do a radio show, Rick.
Yeah,
I don't have a dump button when I'm talking to someone in the supermarket.
We're going to get a CB radio. You don't have a dump button on it, so you'd have to improve your performance.
Oh, just tell him, thanks very much for that. Goodbye.
Thanks very much for that. Goodbye. I know what C and B stands for in your case. Myself laugh with that. Evening, Matt.
Good evening. How are you? I'll admit how you are. Don't answer that. I wanted to just do a bit of dirty talk.
Oh! Matt, let me get some sexy music. We're going to have a... Guys, this is going to be a little bit horny. It's going to be a little bit fruity. Hang on a second. Let's get onto YouTube. Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit me.
Sexy porno music. Here we go. Here we go. Let's just see what this sounds like. Hang on. Oh, no. Hang on a minute. That's Spotify.
Rihanna, shut up and drive.
That's not actually her song, so you got that wrong. Here we go.
Yes, it is, you idiot.
No, it's not, you idiot.
Yes, it is.
Away you go, Matt. Talk dirty to me, big boy.
So I've just come back from a bit of a world tour. Started in China, then went to Northern Italy and New York, and I came back today, got on the tube, and rubbed my hands up and down the vertical bar, went into a McDonald's and asked the girl if I could have a lick of her McFlurry.
Oof.
Put a couple of nuggets in my mouth, straight from the table. Mm-hmm. Then went to a pub, about 18 of us in a small confined space.
It was a big crowd.
And there was like a big fondue on the table, and everyone.
Matt, stay there. Barry, we're just having a little bit of dirty talk. Are you okay to hold the line, Barry?
Hold the line. That's not the only thing. Go on, yeah, keep going.
We'll keep your fader up. Carry on, Matt. You carry on talking filth.
My fader's up. Don't you worry.
Yeah, your fader's all the way up. And we're dipping our cheesy chunks in the fondue.
Dipping cheese into the fondue. That's a weird fondue, but I like it.
Mm. Well, it was a cheesy fondue. It was a beefy chunk.
That's going to mix terribly.
Tell me about the people that were there and how close you were to the people.
So we were standing in a room. There was 18 of us, as I say, and the room was probably about 12 foot by 12 foot. So we were right on top of each other, literally rubbing up against each other.
Did you use the same napkin to wipe your mouths? Tell me.
We were just wiping each other's mouths with our fingers. And bits of beef.
Hang on a second. It's not meant to be actually, like, sexual intercourse.
No, it's not. It was just because we'd run out of napkins, that's all.
I apologise, carry on. I'm assuming you were all shaking hands as well, maybe even high-fiving, Matt.
There was a lot of high-fiving going on. There was quite a lot of, because there was a lot of people there were from the continent, so there was quite a lot of cheek kissing. Hugging each other because, you know, we wanted to, you know, just kind of give each other moral support. And sharing bowls of Twiglets and peanuts on the bar.
Did any of you wash your hands? Any of you?
No, there was no. They'd run out of soap and the hot water was off. So
of course they had.
How did you get home, Matt?
We all got into an Uber, a minibus, all 18 of us, and drove along. It was just really hot and sweaty in the car. Guy had his air conditioning had broken, so it was just really, really warm. And we all went back to a big house party, and a load of other people came and joined us. And there was a big bowl of Doritos in the middle of the table.
Another one.
Which we were all just helping ourselves to. And there was one jar of salsa, and we were all just dipping our tortilla chips in that salsa.
Oh, God, no one double-dipped, did they?
Yeah, there was lots of double-dipping.
They double-dipped.
Well, yeah, I mean, even in the best of times, you shouldn't double-dip, but because there was just the one jar, we had to kind of just deal with it. And then someone got out a bottle of whiskey, and I don't drink whiskey personally, but a lot of people were just drinking from that bottle, just like chugging it around. And it was pretty sweet.
Matt, you're filthy.
Very dirty boy.
I think Barry might have dropped off.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, Barry.
After a while, that made me feel slightly bilious. I mean, I know what you're trying to achieve, but after a while, you cannot see much of that sort of thing.
Barry, can I ask, is it possible to actually speak into your telephone?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Are you on speakerphone, Barry?
No, I am not. Can you hear me now?
Not very well. It sounds like you're on speakerphone, Barry.
Hold on.
Anyway, I'm feeling dirty now.
No, I'm not. Can you hear
me, Matt? Thank you, Matt. We appreciate your sick, twisted mind. You're like Ron Jeremy. You are a naughty boy. Thank you. Barry?
Shall I phone back or something?
Nah, don't bother. Sonia, one of our regular listeners, she's over 80, quite young for you. Sonia couldn't sleep last night and was in tears because your son, David St. Michael, phoned up and threatened me, and she was terrified.
She said he was so mean.
Sonia, don't worry about him. He's a soppy sod.
He's a knob.
Well, let's not go mad. I don't
He's a drug addicted ex-con knob.
Ian, why do you keep... I mean, you're enticing the bloke to phone up and give you some more. This was.
I'm surprised he knows how to use a telephone, apart from the tiny ones he probably smuggled up his bum when he went into prison.
Well, he did do that, yes. Listen, please don't tempt him, because he doesn't want to phone in. It's getting a bit late for him to phone in tonight.
He's got to go to bed, he buys, has he?
Yes. Well, anyway, look, this is supposed to be a Keep Your Spirits Up special.
Keep Your Spirits Up special. Yeah, by the way, if it, let's put this out there. We're asking people to be creative and make art. If anybody wants to make a Keep Your Spirits Up special with Barry from Watford jingle,
do it.
Ian at ianlee.com. Email it, ian@ianlee.com, and we will... play it.
Oh, I'd love that. Keep Your Spirits Up. If anyone's waiting to sample anything, you might want to use this. Keep Your Spirits Up special. We don't want to go mental. We're all stuck at home. Someone throw me a bone and we will get a special. The Darsby don't work.
And we will does a cat the special.
Does a cat the special. That don't work.
No, we will does a cat the special. That bit doesn't work because does a cat, as you know, isn't a word. But
no,
I liked it. If anyone sampled that, well, let's make a jingle, ian@ianlee.com, and we'll play it.
Yeah, okay. Something nice to talk about before you cut me off. Something nice to keep everyone's spirits up. Hello?
Yeah, yeah, wait, you're supposed to supply the content for this bit, aren't you?
A beautiful flower. a beautiful flower in spring. Smell it. Smell it with me.
All right, I'll tell you what. I like where you're going with this. Hang on. I like where you're going.
Yes.
Let me get some appropriate music. Because I want you to create. This is what do they call it? What do they call it?
An aural landscape.
An aural, but it's pronounced aural, even though it's spelled A U R A L. We've had this argument on the show before.
I think you're wrong, but
I'm not. An aural landscape, an aural landscape, and it's going to be like a guided mindfulness. That's the word I was looking for. Guided
meditation.
Mindfulness, here meditation. We go. Away you go.
It's that time of the day when you're allowed out for your one bit of exercise. The wife has driven you mad with talk of sweeping the kitchen floor. And what's more, she's had a croissant from the local baker's and it's gone all over the floor, the silly fat cow. You go outside, little walk in the park. You might take your Tinkle out there or any other pets you've got. As you're walking along, taking in the morning air, and it's another warm day, we have been so lucky, haven't we? Haven't we, Margaret? Been very lucky. You cross past the recreation ground, now closed up, and suddenly, yes, what's that? A flower. On your hands and knees, going down to the flower, you just nuzzle its petals with your nose. Oh, it tickles, doesn't it? Yes, it does. How lovely. New life. New life. As spring is sprung. A deep breath. What is that? Is it a... Yes, it's a daffodil. They don't smell all that much, but on this occasion, it's the smell of freedom. It's the smell of a new dawn and a new spring and re-life. You stand up, you go back refreshed. Go back, and Margaret's done a lovely bit of soup that she's bought earlier. There's plenty of bread, And there's some margarine that she's got out of the fridge earlier, and it's managed to cool down, well, warm up a little bit, so it's quite easy to spread. You tell her about the flour and that how, you know, you've gone all hippified and you're a little bit free, and you start talking about love, free love, making love. She gives you that look, come to bed eyes. She's gone all cockeyed, is what I mean by that. You get upstairs, you can barely wait, rip each other's clothes off. She's normally, well, she wears a sort of house coat, so take that off, being careful not to pull the buttons off. Then she wears a jumper under that, that's got to go off, really. You quickly turn the telly off with the Columbo's on, probably something like that, mid-afternoon. And then take that off another bit, and then make love, sweet, sweet love. And all the time out the window, a single flower shudders in the breeze. Good night, all. We're going to get through this together. Night-night.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Gatford. Sorry, Gatford, you've been waiting for ages, my friend. What have you got for us?
It's all right. Hi, Kath. Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Putting it the right way around. Just thought I would ring up. I've got to do something tomorrow that I've never done before, and I just wanted a bit of advice.
Just go nice and gently. It will probably end very, very quickly. It doesn't mean anything.
Right. Okay. I mean, I've got to trim my beard. I've never done it before, and I'm no good in a mirror. I just wondered if you got any hints.
I'm no good in a mirror? What are you, a vampire? What does that mean?
Oh, but like, you know that bit in the mirror where you go right and you're meant to go left?
Here's the thing, I've got beard trimmer, and I was trimming my beard the other day, and I screwed it up, so I had to take the whole thing down to a number two. I did a massive chunk out of the front, and I'm looking, thinking, well, can I? No, I can't, so I had to start again. Have you got a beard trimmer, or are you doing it with scissors?
No, I've got a beard trimmer, yep. Which I've used once, and it was terrible, and it'll end up uneven, so I boxed that, but I found it. But what I don't have is any shaving foam or a Bic razor. If it all goes wrong, I can just take it off.
Well, no. Has this beard trimmer, has it got like settings? Because mine's got kind of things you put on. Well, my tip again after the other day, make sure you put those plastic sheaths on properly, because mine fell off, and that's why I think just put a nice number two or a number three,
yeah,
and just shave all over. It'll be fine. Do it.
If you haven't got shaving foam. In an emergency situation, you can use conditioner.
You can also use vegetable oil.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got olive oil. Does that work?
Olive oil works, yeah. Anything like that,
I genuinely didn't know that. I thought you could use, like, lathered up soap, but that's the premium at the moment, so...
I don't think that would be slidey enough.
You can use lathered up soap, but it ain't great. Yeah, you want an oil. You want an oil of some kind. But, listen, here's the thing, right? If you go for, like, a number three...
Yep.
If you mess a bit up, you can then go to a number two. So you've got two chances at it. Number three, just get it all over. If you mess that up, you can go to a number two. If you mess that up, you're screwed.
Because I'm slightly worried with this whole sort of, you know, isolation thing. At what point am I going to have to do my own haircut as well?
Oh, no. I'm growing my hair long.
I mean, but that's not a good look for me.
Oh, everybody Google the lead actor in the Spanish prison film, right? I don't know his name.
It's called Platform, right?
I don't know his name, Catherine, I just said. And but the look of him from the film, I don't know, he might have different haircut in different films. I don't know. Some actors do.
Cast. Okay.
Yeah.
The look of him in the film, that's the look. I was watching it and thinking, ooh, at the end of this isolation in a year...
This guy with the Spanish Armada kind of
Let me see. Yes, but look at him in the film.
All right.
Not on his Wikipedia page.
Iván Massagué.
I was very, very specific, Catherine, right, for a reason.
I haven't seen the film, so I'm just trying to backtrack.
So
we didn't even have a name.
Like, will you show me a picture that's... Shut up, Gafford. You showed me a picture that's irrelevant. Shut up.
Shut your face.
You showed me a picture that was irrelevant. Yes, Gatford.
I mean, it's just the same, but a bit longer. How dare you talk to me like that for that?
Yeah, that's the look I want to go for.
It's bloody awful.
Well, you're
look good in it.
You're a dickhead. See what you've done, Gatford. I hope you've ruined your beard. Goodbye. 0344 499 1000.
Horrible.
Well, for the first time since the coronavirus outbreak, we don't have any calls.
It's your fault.
It probably is my fault.
0344 499 1000.
Do you get that? When now I feel a little bit tight in the chest. So of course, isn't it funny? Every little cough, sneeze, tightness in the chest. I'm thinking, I had to go and sit in the garden last week because I was really hot, like sweating, like really hot, and the heating was off, and it wasn't that hot a day. I had to go and sit in the garden. I thought, this is it. It's the fever. I've got the fever. And then I remembered I'd been an hour in the kitchen making a shepherd's pie.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So I was cooking hot. I was not feverish hot.
Also, I sneeze all the time.
You're a big sneezer.
A lot. Yeah. But now I try not to do it in front of people because they'll make assumptions that I'm, you know, somehow riddled with it. It's just I think I must have a sensitive nose.
Today's the first day I've not been scared.
Good.
So that's something to celebrate. It'll be all right. It will be all right. You just got to get there, day at a time, keep it in the day. Barry's mindfulness was actually very helpful.
It was a very beautiful piece of radio.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's probably the next award.
What, for Barry?
No, for me.
Oh, yeah.
For me. Okay. For me. 0344. 499 1000 is the telephone number. Don't worry, Lionel Richie's going to do a song. Lionel Richie's going to do a song. Oh, I've lost all of my windows I had open. So I'll make the story up.
Go on.
All of the news stories I had open are closed. So right. I'll make a story up.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie... Well, actually, this is based in truth. I can probably... I read the headline, but I can probably fill in the blanks. Lionel Richie wants to do another We Are the World, but for the coronavirus.
Two problems with that.
Yeah.
We Are the World was a bit pony. One.
It wasn't as good as Band-Aid,
was it?
No, it
wasn't. And two, there was more than what Lionel Richie in We Are the World. So
who else was in We Are the World?
Michael Jackson.
Hang on a minute. Let's... This is... Oh, look, there's a picture of something. This is where we're at. It's one of the callers.
Oh, yeah.
This is where we're at in solitary. Who did We Are the World? Okay, so... Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Jacko.
Mr. Michael Jackson.
Stevie Wonder. Do we know that?
Yeah, I remember.
Was the boss in there? Bruce Springsteen?
I'd be surprised if he wasn't. Do you want to put a question mark next to him?
We'll put Springsteen. We are the world.
We are the children. What about Joel? Joel.
I don't think Joel was in it.
Why not? Think he'd be banging to that.
Here's what we're going to do, right? We're going to spend the next 20 minutes or so, and you're welcome to join in, dear listener, trying to name the people that were in We Are the World. Then when we come back after the news, we're going to watch the video and we are going to tick them off.
Diana Ross.
Ross was definitely in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it? Because I seem to remember, at the time... Band-Aid came first, didn't it?
Yes, I think so.
And Band-Aid was very, very white.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of one person of colour that was in Band-Aid. I can't think of one person of colour.
Hmm.
Pop was very white in this country at that time. Whereas We Are the World... had a lot of African Americans.
Yes, it did.
It was more so than
now,
white.
Know, Andrew Ridgeley, who's half Egyptian, wasn't in it because he didn't think it was that big a deal. George said, "I'm going to go and do this thing."
That's how they tell the story now.
Yeah, exactly.
I bet. Well, that's why Andrew wrote the song "Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go."
Yeah.
Because he woke up and George was gone, he'd gone off to do Band-Aid, boom. Live Aid.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to... Who sang We Are the World? That's where we're at! Like, this is the kind of crap we used to do in the jungle. This is why I'm so good at isolation. At least I'm not surrounded by idiots and thickos. 0344 499 1000. John, stay there. We'll come to you in a second. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Thank you to about the 12, 15 people who've tweeted me. Mark and Tracy and loads of others. These are the ones that are on the screen now. Michael Aspel's wife played Mrs. Hewitt in EastEnders and she had an affair with Arthur Fowler.
I remember that really upsetting me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Arthur, what are you doing?
Yeah. Do you remember when he went nuts and he smashed up the table?
Yep. I remember that.
Yeah.
That wasn't a very big kitchen either. You made a right old mess.
No. Let us go to... I'm feeling a bit... I'm sorry, I'm scratchy down below. I had a shave today. I'm so bored. I was bored by 9:30 this morning. So I went and shaved my...
My God, it's going to be like Desperate Dan's chin down there by
news.
Sunday.
It's all day, I'm just scratching away. Anyway, I'm a bit confused by tonight's show.
Yeah, so am I.
You feeling it?
Yeah. It feels like... It feels like we've thrown a net out and what we're pulling in isn't quite what we were fishing for.
Right, I mean, stuff that we'd throw back.
What even is that?
I'm enjoying it, but yeah. I'm enjoying it as a listener. I'm not enjoying it as a host and actually finding it quite hard work and quite unpleasant. Yeah. But as a listener, I'm thinking, oh, this is good. This is unpredictable.
This is awkwardo.
A little wild. Let's go to Daniel. Good evening, Daniel.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Hello, Daniel.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
On the topic of a celebrity with bags in their eyes, how about Limmy?
Limmy, yeah. Turn your radio off, Daniel. I'm just going to Google a picture of the former Scottish comedian Lammy. Let's have a little.
I think he's quite youthful.
Oh, no, there's something.
But
no,
he does do some faces, doesn't he, where it does accentuate the under eye area.
I think he's all right. In his normal face, I think he's all right.
Okay, also on the topic of documentaries, that guy, I recommend Tickled, if he's still listening. Have you heard of that, Ian? Cass?
Yeah, I started watching it and I didn't enjoy it and I didn't buy into it because Tickled is a documentary about professional tickling or something. It's a long time since I started to watch it.
Is it a kinky thing?
Yeah.
Yes. But I read that there is a very strong chance that the whole thing is faked.
Oh.
Oh.
Did you not know? Did you not read that, Daniel?
I enjoyed it.
No. I'm sure you did. I don't want to belittle it. I just read, and this was maybe, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. I can't remember when it came out. That there was quite a strong argument that the whole thing had been faked. I don't know if the evidence has changed since then. And about 20 minutes into it...
Explain to Kath what it is.
You explain to Kath what it is.
Kath, it's about a man who films people getting tickled.
Right.
Yes, that's it.
Well, I'm glad you explained it, because Ian would have muffed that right up, wouldn't he? But...
Listen, I made you a short 10-second song. I'm going to go in a minute. Can I send you my 10-second song? It's dedicated to both of you.
Can you sing it right now? Sing it.
Okay, ready? Okay. Mm-hmm. Ian Lee and Kathy, you make me happy. Ian Lee and Kathy, you make me happy.
That sounds a bit like early Stone Roses. You taste of cherry. That one, you know that? It just sounds a bit like the EPs before they did an album.
We're glad we made you happy.
Thank you, Daniel. I enjoyed that. Thank you very, very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. Getting a lot of art is being created. We've had Nigel's anti-coronavirus song, which I've sent to a professional DJ to remix. And then we're going to send it to everybody on the We Are The World video. And also we're getting little features for the show. One of my favourite features is the Keep Your... Keep Your Spirits
Up
High.
Special.
Keep Your Spirits Up special.
Kisis.
Kisis. Oh, no, Barry, Barry. That sounds a bit too much like ISIS, doesn't it, Barry?
What about KY sus?
Doesn't it, just?
We've got to be careful.
It's that special.
I saw a tweet today from a young lady who's thinking about getting that tattooed upon herself.
Well, why not? Kisis all over her buttocks.
Okay. I've got something. I've got, talking of gifts all over your buttocks, yeah, I've got a little gift. I've got a little gift for you, Barry.
Go on.
This is from our friend Harrison.
Keep your spirits up.
Special.
I love it. I love it. Brilliant people out there. You are brilliant. I'm so
relieved.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, don't have to. But I'm so pleased that someone's done that, because I'd done a terrible poem last night. It was a load of rubbish. So well done. Is it Harrison or someone?
It's Harrison or someone, yes.
Well done. Flipping good, well done, and I hope it's keeping your spirits up, everyone.
Well, everyone's excited, Barry. We're all wondering. Let me finish. Everyone's excited. Let me do the thing.
I'm doing it,
and if all you got to do is just keep going. Everyone is excited. Okay. Just let me finish it.
Yeah, go on.
Everyone.
Everyone
Hello? Is excited. Everyone
is excited about. I'll let you speak. Go on, I'll let you speak. Go on, go, go.
Everyone's excited about what you got tonight.
Oh, what I got tonight? Animal. Think of a beautiful animal to keep your spirits up. You got the backing
music.
Is that it?
Just think of an animal.
I'm going to expand. God's beautiful animals in this world.
Okay, let me
not
get the
music, spiritual. It's a keep your spirits up special, and it's animals. And I've done flowers last night. Animal tonight, as I say. You know.
Okay, so it's going to be the same thing. You say in words.
Oh, nice. But this time words. About yeah, nice words, this time,
instead of a flower, it will be an animal.
It's God's bounty. It's God's bounty. Animals tonight. Oh. Yes. Fauna last night, animal tonight.
Okay, well, here's the music playing, Barry, so in your own time.
Okay. It was a beautiful summer's day. Butterflies were fluttering, bees are buzzing. And I turned to my Margaret, I says, let's go Windsor Safari Park. Oh, yeah, Barry.
Hang on a minute. When was this? In the 1970s?
No, very recently. Still open, isn't it, Windsor?
No, it's Legoland now.
Sorry, Whipsnade is what I'm thinking of.
That's definitely still open, yeah.
I saw a picture of me and my sister at Windsor Safari Park today.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yes.
How lovely.
Anyway, sorry, carry on. Sorry.
It was Whipsnade Safari Park. Well, round about 1989, if I remember rightly. A beautiful day. Make some sandwiches, I said to Margaret. In them days, you could suggest to a lady she'd done it. Nowadays, you get short shrift, make your own, or some such feminist claptrap. But in them days, I said, make some sandwiches. She'd done an egg. And then after that, she made some sandwiches. Cheese. Pickle, lovely bit of ham she done, and some crisps she bought, and off we went to Whipsnade. We do love the animal. God's bounty, and in these terrible times, just imagine it. Elephants, lions, tigers, little monkeys with their funny little purple bosoms grabbing hold of your windscreen wipers. And off we went. Suddenly the car broke down. We was right near
the giraffe's enclosure. Just imagine now in these times of misery, that beautiful giraffe, long-necked, camouflage, little tufty on its head, beautiful face with a strong jawline. As we approached, trying to get out the car, looking for a... Hello? Look. Oh, yeah, that's a nice picture. Those are the monkeys and that.
Monkeys.
Suddenly, the giraffe noticed us. We was frightened. We started to make our way to the car. And suddenly, before we knew it, there was one with its back to us. What should we do? Move quickly and alert it. That's a monkey again. Don't matter, that's not quite a move.
I don't know what... I don't know what noises giraffes make. I don't think they make
they're
a noise.
Quite, aren't they?
They're chewing on grass, mate.
I've not... That won't register. I won't do any noises.
No, just do the nice music, maybe.
Just a point of order. I think you mean Woburn Safari Park. Whipsnade, they'd all be locked up, wouldn't they?
Whipsnade's a zoo, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
look, can I just say something?
Story's paper thin tonight, isn't it? It's almost as if he's just making it up on the spot.
Possibly, but the point is I'm trying to cheer people up. We've never been to Whipsnade. We've never been to Windsor, all right? I'm just trying to cheer people up. Is that so wrong?
Why are you doing it by lying? Lion.
I'm trying to make things up to make things nicer, but the truth is we've never been. We've been sat here all day, man.
Well, then why are you talking about a bloody zoo if you've never been to a bloody zoo?
You are out of order, mate.
You're out of order making lies up about a zoo.
Anyway, this isn't cheering anyone up.
Get to the end of your made-up story, old man.
The giraffe farted and not my Margaret. Clean off her feet.
Thanks very much for your call, Barry. Not your best. Unbelievable. We've got to work on these keep your spirits up.
Kaisos, yeah.
Specials because it's I don't know if it's working. He's making up a story about going to a zoo.
Never been.
This is Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. What you got, Boily?
All right, I'll give you the yes.
Okay. Don't feel obliged to.
No, it's nothing to do with what time is it? I could do this.
11:30. It's sexy time.
Let's plunge into the Daily Star.
Daily Star.
Model puts bull's penis in her mouth for disgusting TV prank. That sound familiar?
I feel like I've been close to that.
Anastasia Ivleva, one of Russia's best-known Instagram stars, has turned her online success into a hit TV show where she does weird and silly stunts. A Russian model who's managed to turn a hobby making funny video clips on Instagram into her own national television show has found out the hard way that fame has a downside.
Yeah.
Anastasia Ivleva, known as Agent Girl, plays a game on her TV program Agent Show where she has to guess what's in a box.
What?
If she gets it wrong, she has to put whatever is in there in her mouth. It sounds like a very dangerous game.
I'd be up for this. How much is it paying?
Anastasia, 29, guessed that the mystery object was a chunk of animal fat or perhaps some lard. She went on to guess at chicken skin and even a bag of manure, but failed to identify it as a bull's penis and unfortunately had to pay the price. Anastasia already has a huge following in her native Russia, but her latest exploits have made her one of the most talked about celebrities in the country. The bull's penis episode was a sensation on Russian social media. Flipping heck, it is massive.
The penis?
Yeah, it's not what you imagine either. I mean, look, it's not even in this shot.
It's very long, isn't it?
Long and stringy.
Yeah.
Which isn't what you'd imagine. I'm not that I spend a lot of time imagining it. Anastasia's friends encouraged her to start posting clips online because they found her.
Because we know, you do know that we know this now. We didn't know this last week.
Go on, yeah.
But we know this now that we have at least one listener, possibly two,
yeah,
that will be getting off on this. We've got two zoophiles.
Yeah, well, one, and then someone else who defended them in a rather, I don't know,
horny way,
yeah,
on Twitter.
Yeah.
So just tread carefully.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, look, I don't think anything I say is, they're probably already getting off on, I don't know, some wallpaper with a bird on it or something.
Yes.
Asking for it. Her videos were so popular, she rose to become one of the country's leading social media celebrities and a Maxim cover girl who now boasts 15 million Instagram followers. That means she's important, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it does. It does.
She is considered an outrageous personality in her native Russia, and her comedy clips often garner millions, sometimes tens of millions of views.
Well, that's still millions.
It's, yeah, millions. Sometimes a lot of millions. Last year, she became engaged to a 25-year-old Russian rapper, Alj. Real name, Alexei Ozenyuk, describing him as her husband in one social media post. Her first major... I don't care.
Then why are you telling us?
I don't know where the Daily Star's telling me. I get what social media is. I get what these people do. I don't... I mean... In the show, the hosts toss a coin to decide which contestant will spend the weekend with only £86 and who will have access to an unlimited credit card. Oh, this was her first hit. The travel show, Oriol Ireshka. Heads and tails, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you remember the Ant and Dec show produced by Simon Cowell?
Yeah, where you could win what was in the adverts.
No. Oh? That programme still goes on.
The Biker Grove?
No. The Black or Red?
Yes.
And it was based on roulette.
Yeah.
And it was a big prize. I don't think it was £1 million, but it was certainly a big old prize. And it got pulled after one series because it was gambling. Yeah. And you're not allowed to gamble as entertainment on
but shows. Isn't that what that Shove Ape Me programme is?
No, because there is an element of skill. There's general knowledge in there.
Okay.
And it's, no, that's not gambling at all. It's general knowledge, skill and luck. Whereas black and white, it was you bet on black. Oh, black and red, I think you bet on black or you bet on red. It's a gamble. There's no skill. Has to be an element of skill involved in it. And there was no skill in that show.
Blimey.
Anyway, sorry, carry on with this before we all die.
Anastasia says she has a fear of flying, always starts the day with two glasses of water. Again, confesses that she's absolutely hopeless in the kitchen. Gosh, she's so brave.
Is she fit?
Yeah.
This, I suspect, is why the star is hanging a very, very thin story over her.
She's pretty, she's got pink hair, and she likes to pose in a bikini. I think that's why the Daily Star might be trying to introduce Anastasia into our lives. But anyway, a bull's penis, eh, guys?
I want to introduce Alid into our lives. Good evening, Alid. I'm very well. It's not a great line, I'm afraid, my friend. What have you got for us?
I know. I can't afford a new phone because what I want to say is it might be political, but if you don't mind me going political on you,
I'd love it if you used your real voice.
Well, my real voice is like that. I've got a bit of a cold. I was born under a wandering star. Is that good?
Good is a very, very strong word that I think is completely inappropriate in this context.
I did not use any word that is inappropriate. I was born under a lonely star.
A lonely star.
It's wandering.
How drunk are you?
Not much. Really. And well, actually, Ian, I've had a few.
Yeah, I know. And they're about this big.
But
let's get to the meat and two veg of this.
Okay, meat and two veg, okay. I am really fed up with people complaining about not having enough money to live on.
Tough. You're in a very fortunate position, I would imagine, where you have got enough money to live on. A lot of people don't have enough money to live on. And particularly at this current time, when people are being forced to not go to work, they need help. That's what we do in a civilised society.
Absolutely. I agree with a civilised society, and I really agree with that. But what
you're
I
now about to contradict
with...
a civilised society, yes?
Well, no. A civilised society means people are civilised, yes?
Yeah.
And what I don't agree with is people spending every single penny they've got.
Hang on a minute. Just playing one of Alan's hits. Yes, go on.
Oh, thank you for that. I thought there was a lorry passing my house at the moment.
Yeah. My boys asked me today, what's the lowest I could go? And so I went low and I said, oh, I know the lowest note in a song, and I played them way on down by the 80 Jacket Potato.
Incredible.
Blew their minds.
It's a beautiful song, Ian. But what I'm trying to say, and I've always tried to say this, is that too many people in the world, the UK, they get money, they spend it, they don't save it.
Alan, you know, what is going on in your life that you would phone up a radio station? I'm guessing you've not heard any of the show tonight, right?
I've heard a bit of it, but not much of it, no.
Exactly. So you phoned up a show that you're unfamiliar with, a show that is trying to laugh.
I'm familiar with your show. I'm familiar with Talk Sport. You know,
We're not Talk Sport.
And we're not Julia or Mike.
Oh, sorry, Talk Radio, sorry.
Yeah. What's my name?
Yane.
Yeah, try again.
Ian.
And what's her name?
Brewer.
Ian and Brewer, okay.
We all sound the same.
Ian Lee. It's Ian Lee. I'm joking, it's Ian Lee.
And what's the lady's name that I'm with?
How many ladies?
Just the one lady, one woman that I'm here with. She's been here.
4 years I've been here.
Hosting the show and producing the show. And you've listened to it a few times, as you said.
I know, but...
So, go on, her name is?
Sheila.
Okay, so what makes... Why would you phone up a show that you've hardly ever listened to, a show that is trying to have a laugh while there's a global pandemic? You've decided to phone up at 20 to midnight on Thursday night, drunk, to complain about people claiming benefit and not spending those benefits in the way that you would like them to spend their benefits.
What's going so wrong?
Hang on, I've got a question. I've got a question, Alid. I've got a question. And if you say my name wrong again, I will cut you off because it's not funny.
What's going so wrong
in your life that you have to phone up and make that point right now?
Well, Ian, if I can answer what my point really is.
Answer the question. Not make your point. If you answer the question. Okay, do you remember the question I just asked you?
Answer it directly, not indirectly. Then I will answer it.
Do what, sorry?
Answer the question. Ask the question directly, not indirectly.
Yeah. What was the question I just asked you, Alid?
It was about what makes me phone a radio station late at night and blah, blah, blah.
The blah, blah, blah was important.
That was that was the question. That was integral to it.
Okay, Ian, what I'm trying to ask you was the government should and cannot pay everybody's wages for the next 6 months. It will bankrupt the UK.
Yeah, it quite possibly will. It quite possibly will. But that's what we do in a civilised society. Are you earning at the moment?
No, not earning a penny.
Savings?
I've got a few quid in savings, yes.
A lot of people haven't. A lot of people live in paycheck to paycheck.
That's a point I'm trying to make,
savings.
Ian. I'm trying to make. Because
I don't think you understand the point.
Yes, I do understand the point, Ian. The point I'm trying to make...
People don't save.
Whoa. I've got people savings because I don't piss my money up the wall.
Alid, some people are surviving, barely surviving, paycheck to paycheck. That means...
Yes.
At the end of the month, they have no money to save. You know that there are nurses that go to food banks that depend on food banks.
That's a myth. That's a myth. If a nurse has
Alid,
to go to
thanks
a food
for your
bank,
call. Goodbye. Alec, goodbye. Thank you. 03444991. That's a myth, is it? Okay. I've spoken to them. I've spoken to them.
That's an edgelord. There we go.
No, it's not. It's a pisshead. That's all it is.
That's another thing. I don't piss my money up the wall, mate. Probably a bad night to say that.
Oh, God.
Why would you, in a time of national crisis...
Sheila, please, leave it to me.
Or Brewer. Why would you, in a time of national crisis, ring up a radio station where people are locked in and worried about where their next meal is coming from or whether they're going to have a job to go back to in whenever this happens and make a point like that when you're really not up to it? Don't come on drunk.
I'm having the time of my life tonight. As a listener, as a presenter, I'm hating it. But, God, I'm having fun listening to it. We didn't do that break, did we?
No, should we do it?
Talk Radio.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
What is going going on tonight, man? Let's see if Nick can bring some sense into the conversation. Good evening, Nick.
Good evening. New listener. I think, unfortunately, you
welcome.
Might forever
welcome.
Be... thank you. You may forever be stuck in my mind as Brewer and Lane.
Lane and Sheila and Brewer and... Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Whatever. As long as you keep listening, Nick, I don't care who you think we are.
Well, I kind of stumbled across you, don't even know why, earlier on this week. And
good fortune, that's why.
Yes,
yes, definitely. Yeah. And the first night, I sort of listened and I thought, what are these pair of so-and-sos about? And then the second night, I kind of listened and thought, okay, I understand now. Took me a while to gather, and since then I've been chuckling away quite happily.
Thank you. Well, thank you for sticking with it. It's not an easy show to get on your first listen.
Yeah, exactly, because it's not obviously like other shows, you know. It's
so
not.
Thank you for persevering. It's appreciated.
It's good to be different. I just wanted to kind of say, well, I heard earlier you mentioning about being 2 years sober, so congratulations on that. That's quite
thank
an
you,
achievement.
Man.
Haven't
yeah, I'm thrilled.
Suffered from it myself, but yeah, aware how difficult things like that can be. And just really to say, carry on doing the good work, Beth. Really, really enjoyed the show. I love the net that you cast tonight and listening to such a lovely variety of our...
Here's the thing, Nick. Here's the thing, right? Now me and Kath, because tonight's show has been a particularly odd one, we're both in sort of slightly defensive karate poses, waiting for the kick to the shins or the punch to the guts. Great show, really enjoying it. But I think you're both tossers, and I wish you'd die. But I don't think it's coming from you, but we're so tense now. It's like we've been in an abusive kind of relationship with our callers tonight. So, well, listen, man, thank you. And I hope you enjoy the fact that we're just trying to have a laugh, you know, while Rome burns, and, you know, and brilliant. Well, I look forward to speaking to you again, Nick. Thank you, mate.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.